Hey, Dex, what are you doing?
Poking the bear.
Oh, now you poke the bear!
Well, listen, maybe you're a little waxed out on the weights, and you want to focus a little bit more on your cardio. I think I've got just the answer for you.
What do you got?
It's called high-intensity interval training with Coach Amy at Bear Canyon CrossFit. We're talking you can lose some body fat, you can gain some muscle, increase your cardio, increase endurance, abdominal strengthening, core training, total body workout. All of this put together could equal a total body transformation.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, that sounds intimidating. Well, sure, it's a lot of work.
That's what it is.
But you should not be intimidated by this, because if I can do this, you can do this.
That's right. There's also nutritional programs available, and you could start training smarter, getting stronger, and working harder. It's all on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9:30 a.m. It's a $60 monthly membership or a $10 drop-in fee if you just want to pop in here and there.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna, Northeast.
That's right. 505-293-2101. Come poke the bear with us.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
It's still a bit early.
When are you gonna wake up?
Set a course for adventure.
Give me a beat, man. I can't do this. Dex. Yo, Dexter, I gotta rap with you, bro. You gotta calm down, or your girl's gonna go out with every single boy that crosses a path, and she's in public school, so you do the math. I know you love her, and you wanna protect, but the way to go about it is to show her respect. You gotta let her talk to boys and go out on dates, cause then you get to see a grandpa by 38. Yeah!
The time has come to cross this line into mystery and danger.
You ready to step into the musical cocoon and emerge a rock and roll butterfly?
Tail, give me a beat. Steve-O, you don't know what I'm talking about. You think you know, but you don't know. Oh, I'm gonna rap this beat right now. In 3, 2, 1. My daughter Jaden, she will never ever be with boys. Steve-O, go.
Barry Goldberg, calm down.
You can't stop this.
The word that best describes today is Thursday.
It's showtime.
Am I now? You're ready. I'm ready. Yeah. Okie dokie. Is that true? Yes. Okie dokie.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Guys, I am... The gym is killing me.
Okie dokie, yo.
No. Tired.
If anything, it's making you better.
Get some sleep.
Are you drinking enough water?
Yeah. Drinking a lot of water.
I need to refill my water, actually.
But man, it's been a tough week so far.
The workouts have been really tough. Yesterday was nutso. My hand ripped open again.
There's blood everywhere. Yeah. Today we got a day off, which is... So nice. Just want to close my eyes.
Just going to close them
for a second. Okay. 6:08 in the a.m. Good morning.
Hi today. It's going to happen.
I didn't even mean to hit that.
The clapping?
I got to do traffic now.
Okay.
Really?
Something's already up.
Wait, did you do the high?
Well, 86, but okay. There's thunderstorms.
We can't.
No, yesterday got like into the 90s.
It was so hot yesterday.
It was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic. Okay, there's a rollover accident. This is the second accident in the backup. It's I-25 at the Big I. It's backed up to Lomas Boulevard. So you're I-25 north. This is backed all the way up to Lomas. There's stop-and-go traffic. Expect delays up to 5 minutes. So if you're northbound on 25, there's a big accident right around the Big I, and it's going to cause a delay in your very early morning commute.
Wow.
That's your look at traffic.
Whoop.
So soft.
So soft. Good morning.
Traffic.
It's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
September 22nd.
Yeah.
Live line is open at 585-LIVE. You can text us or you can call us at 338-3700.
Okie dokie.
And let's see. We got some good news. Do we do Conspiracy Corner on Thursday? I don't remember when we did it last week.
Yeah, last week we did it on Thursday.
All right.
Or did we? It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
Need to see if Bill can do it this morning.
Sweet Billiam.
We got a lot to talk about in Conspiracy Corner.
Guys, I don't think our Saturday morning plan is going to happen.
Yeah, I texted him yesterday, too, by the way. I didn't say that in the group, Patrick, but...
Yeah.
So we'll were supposed to have a hot air balloon ride with Patrick Favier?
No, we don't know. We don't know.
Or was it...
Unconfirmed.
But he's, like, way, super busy.
Incredible.
Is it good?
Was it Brian Cranston? We were supposed to go up in there with Brian?
He's not on Better Call Saul.
T-Swift
is. He's going
to
be on
it. It's T-Swift. She said she wanted to go up into a balloon. I was like, quit asking me out. So we decided to go.
Balloon Fiesta snuck up on us.
Dude, it's almost here.
I know. It just feels like it was last week.
Is it like next week? Or the week after?
When's Balloon Fiesta? The first week of October?
That's next week. That's next weekend.
Next week. Next weekend. Week from this weekend.
Okie dokie, yo.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well. That's all right if we don't get to go up in a balloon. I've already done it. I know you two have done it.
It is the worst.
No way, man.
It's not the worst. It's so much fun. Very
beautiful.
Serene.
I hate it.
Peaceful.
You never know where the wind's going to take you.
Can fall out of that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a power line. We almost hit a power line.
That's really terrible, man.
Guys, I'm rolling through my Facebook here, and I see a thing that says the truth about modern country music, and it reminded me. I woke up with a Garth Brooks semi-hit in my head.
Isn't that weird how that happened?
Yes. Okay, the song is Learning to Live Again. Does anybody remember that song?
What record was that from?
Sing it for me.
So it's all about, I don't know if his wife...
Blame it all on my roots.
No.
Nope.
I don't know if his wife died or if they're just divorced or whatever, but it's all about, like, him getting back out into the dating game and how hard it is.
When was that?
It's this really, like, just kind of melancholy song. Here, I'm going to look it up so you can
look
hear
it. Look it
up. It's such a good song, but I woke up and was like, why is this in my head? I was singing it in the shower. Doing my hot to cold flip in the shower.
The last song that I woke up to was Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, wait. This is a cover. It's not the actual thing.
Give me the actual.
Oh, goodness.
So that was the storyline?
Yeah.
That was the storyline in the video? Because that didn't happen with Garth Brooks, right? He didn't.
It would have been way later if that did happen. You know, because at this time, he was still married to his first wife.
Oh.
This was before Trisha Yearwood. Okay, let's see. This is it.
What record is this from?
I want to say
Post Rope in the Wind.
What's the...
Blame It All on Me.
No.
I
burned my hands. No Fences? Maybe that.
I remember this song. Face.
Heaven knows how. What the heck? This is
a great song.
Since I feel so out of place. No, this has got to be newer. Okay.
That's nice. You woke up to this morning?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
This is the part. It's like Debbie and Charlie. Dib said
she might. It was from The Chase.
The Chase. Was the one. Is that the black and white cover?
Yep.
That's the one I was going to say. I think it was the black and white cover.
That was a good album.
So
here I
go. So his friends, Debbie and Charlie, take him out on a double date with one of their friends. And so he's having to...
Like it's going out of style.
There it is.
He's got to learn how to do it all over again.
Yeah, listen to this.
It's she don't see. Learning to live again. Is killing Steve.
So this is the genius. Sorry, Steve-O ruined it. This is the genius of that line. One of the best things about lyrics you'll find in a lot of hit songs is there's contrast. It's a huge thing. So learning to live again is killing me.
Yeah.
That's a closer line.
You missed the last word.
Yeah, you're dumb. So
learning
that line right there, that's just a solid closer line. Oh man, it's so good. It's a good story though.
That's a great story.
And I just woke
what happens
up
at the end though? Does he find true love again?
He dies.
Oh,
Here, let's fast forward to the end.
Yeah, go to the end. I need to know what happens.
Here we go.
Kiss Limit on the cheek. Whisper good night.
Here we go.
Say, can I see you again?
Oh,
and she just smiles her best smile. And she laughs like it's going out of style.
Cut his mic.
Looks into my eyes and says, we'll see.
Because, my friend,
all this learning to
she's kind of going, she, it's kind of like it ended on a, she had an okay date. And so this, Garth Brooks, we're like, I don't know how to, how am I supposed to pick up and do all this stuff again?
That's a sad song.
It's so great. Gosh, so it's
so good.
So
the second date, we don't know if it happened or not.
We don't know. We're cliffhangered.
What the heck?
Guys, we live in a world where Angelina and Brad are,
I know.
You know what I mean? That's the world we live in.
This is Brad Pitt's new theme song.
Did you guys see the impossibly sad George Clooney CNN thing yesterday?
No.
He's like at the UN or, you know, because it's George Clooney. So he was like off doing something. And CNN, you know, they're like interviewing about Benghazi or I don't even know, something. And then all of a sudden, hey man, so what do you, I know you're friends with both of them. So what do you think about, you know, the news with, you know, Brad? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
He had no idea. This CNN reporter breaks it to him, and it's like, yeah, she filed for divorce. And he was just like,
oh.
What? Just like devastated.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just like, that breaks my heart for
family.
Well,
yeah, because him and Brad Pitt are best friends.
Yeah, yeah. He had no idea. He had no idea. CNN reporter. And he, you could tell George Clooney was like not happy that this random stranger told him, because he just goes, okay, thank you. And like kind of pats the guy's arm and was like, I'm out.
Oh, that's sad.
I gotta go.
I think here's the clip right here.
Oh, what happened? Papers are divorced.
I didn't know that.
She filed.
I feel very sorry. Then that's a sad story. And unfortunate for a family. It's an unfortunate story about a family. I feel very sorry to hear that. It's the first I've heard of it. So,
audio's great,
man. He seriously just like kind of touched the reporter's arm and was just like, "I gotta." Okay.
Oh.
That's really sad. I gotta go. Like, he just, and that was it. Poor. Yeah. It's always interesting because it's like we forget that, yes, even ginormous celebrities like that are human beings and going through the thick of it. Both of them have already released a statement, like Brad and Angie.
Not only has that statement been released, but Brad Pitt has a theme song now.
No one cheated on you. He's done it before. He cheated on you. Like he did it before. He cheated on you.
That's awesome.
It's not his theme song.
You are the worst of humanity.
Have you guys seen all the memes of Jennifer Aniston?
No!
I've seen one.
I literally just mentioned how, like, these people, like, they're human beings.
Sorry. You're right. That was not nice. That wasn't nice.
You're not sorry at all.
That was not nice. I shouldn't have done that. I'm deleting
it
right now.
Brad Pitt said he was very saddened by this, but what matters most now is the well-being of our kids. I kindly ask the press to give us the space we deserve.
See, there you go. It's all about the kids, man.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're listening right now. You're going through a breakup. A lot of you have been divorced before. It's all about the kids. You know, that's what you got to remember.
Different parenting styles actually was a contributing factor toward the split, allegedly. I guess Brad has traditional parenting skills, thinks the kids need structure, bedtimes, consistent schooling, etc. But Angelina's parenting style was much more free form. She's not into setting boundaries for
humans. Really? That's why they
broke
up? Come on.
Are you kidding me? Something like, I mean, that could be...
That sounds like every marriage. Like, we're different.
Yeah,
that's the way marriage
is. Like 60% of them are divorcing. So, like...
I wouldn't say that's the common thread.
No, usually it's finances, adultery... but children, I mean, that plays a huge factor.
Yeah. I think most husbands and wives are so much different. That's why you have to come together without the children there and discuss how you're going to parent
to come together
the kids.
Right now.
Yeah. You got
over Steve.
You got to compromise. It's all about compromise, man.
No, I was told to never compromise my beliefs. So.
Well. Thanks for the update, Steve-O.
Hey, no probs. You know, the world is just a fun, loving place, guys. Got a state of emergency declared in Charlotte. Brad and Angie are divorcing. Just what's next, guys? What's next.
Yeah, what is going on in Charlotte?
It's crazy.
People riding around on four-wheelers and blocking traffic.
They
and,
really declared a state of emergency. Yeah. Someone was shot last night.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and critical condition. It's insanity.
I'm still having a hard time understanding the shooting in Oklahoma, though. Because people are freaking out about that. But I don't understand, because it looks like the guy's reaching into the car for something, and the cops are clearly probably telling him to stop and get on the ground.
But man, if one of the other officers had a taser and tased him.
They tased him, and then he was on the ground, and then they shot him.
Oh, is that what happened?
I
didn't know that.
That's what happened.
I just thought that
they tased him, he hit the ground, and then he got shot.
Mm. See, I didn't hear that.
And then also, he did not have a gun.
That's sad. Well, that changes things.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, you know, like, there's all the information has yet to come out. The police force there in Oklahoma says they're going to do everything they can to be straight up and be truthful and honest and put it all out there so they can honor the family.
So what's this shooting in Charlotte? What happened there?
Oh, man.
Violent protests raged in Charlotte for the second night over the police shooting of an African-American man, prompting North Carolina's governor to declare a state of emergency. One person was on life support after being shot Wednesday night by another civilian during the unrest, the city tweeted. Earlier, the city had said that person had died. But I guess they're on life support.
Wow.
At least four officers suffered injuries not considered life-threatening during Wednesday night's protests. And Governor Pat McCrory said he would deploy the state National Guard and Highway Patrol to Charlotte. We cannot tolerate violence. We cannot tolerate the destruction of property and will not tolerate the attacks against our police officers that is occurring right now.
Is there a video of that shooting in Charlotte?
I don't know.
Ugh.
I haven't heard about that one.
So it started off as a peaceful protest and then descended into chaos, with some protesters overturning trash cans and setting contents on fire.
Hmm.
Onlookers cheered as a masked man shattered a hotel window while another one hurled rocks through it. Others spray-painted Black Lives Matter on business windows and smashed car windows. Wow. And then a witness says, I was right in the thick of it. People found whatever objects they could break, or they could, to break glasses. It was madness. Some stores were looted, including the Charlotte Hornets NBA store.
Wow.
Man.
It's frightening when you see those videos and pictures of the violence that breaks out over these protests, because you get a little snapshot of what it would be like if things really got bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the protests had been going on, and they weren't violent throughout the day. Like, they were just peaceful protests throughout the day. And then as the night approached, it said the tone changed markedly. I guess earlier in the day there had been peaceful protests, including college students. And then as the day progressed and the night started to come up, people started throwing rocks, fires started being set, and then vandalism, and then it just escalated and escalated.
Wow.
So going back to Tulsa, I want to what's the word? We said something, but it's actually, according to ABC News, pseudo incorrect. Shelby, the officer, fired her shot, and then a fellow officer deployed a taser.
Oh.
So she shot, and then the taser shot.
Gotcha.
So, but it's still a situation where there was
an officer with
a taser. Yeah, it's a flip. So he was hit first. But you can, like, of course, ABC News interviewed her. The police officer that shot him was a female.
Yeah.
And so you can't hear the audio from the helicopter, but there was a dash cam, and she radioed in multiple times, because what you don't see is the minute and a half leading up to the helicopter footage. Mm-hmm. She had already been there because she was responding to a domestic violence call, but this car was in the middle of the road, so she was forced to stop. So she was the first one on the scene. And according to this and her dash cam, he had not responded to over a dozen commands. She said, please keep your hands out of your pockets while you're talking to me. Please, let's deal with your car. He did not respond. She ordered him again to get his hands out of his pocket. He then pulled his hand away, put his hands up in the air. That's when we finally... So he wasn't instructed to put his hands in the air. He was never instructed to put his hands in the air. She just asked him to get his hands out of his pocket. She tried to get him to talk to her. He mumbled something unintelligible and just stared at her. He then turned and walked to the edge of the roadway and then turned back to look at her and had his hands still in the air. He put his hands down, started reaching into his pockets again. She ordered him to get his hands out of his pockets. She is a drug recognition expert and believed that he was on something, possibly PCP.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
She radioed in that she had a subject who was not following commands. And according to this report, you can hear this degree of stress in her voice when she was radioing back. And so then other officers are arriving at this point. She then pulled her gun and had him at gunpoint and commanded him on his knees. She pulled out a gun instead of a taser because she thought he had a weapon because he kept reaching for his pocket. She was planning to arrest him for being intoxicated in public and possibly obstructing an investigation because she was on her way to another scene. She ordered him to stop multiple times as he walked towards his SUV with his hands up, but the orders couldn't be heard in the audio from the dash cam video. That's where it got unintelligible because then he started to walk away, so she's like walking away. Another patrol car pulls up, so that's like when the second officer arrived, her gun was already drawn at that point, when any other officers arrived. That's where the video from the helicopter began. I apologize. He was angling towards the car. She repeatedly commanded him to stop. His hands were still in the air. She said, as a police officer, you have to wonder, why would someone ignore commands at gunpoint to walk towards their vehicle?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then didn't he reach into the vehicle?
His arms came down. He turned to face the car and reached into the driver's side window with his left hand. And that's when she fired a shot.
See, that to me sounds like that's what you do in that situation, right?
Yeah.
Man, so this is why I'm not so we a police officer. I know, right? Handle it.
So we saw it from the helicopter, but there actually is two different dash cam videos as well, and you can see it from different angles. Wow. But it's still just, I mean, what is happening, man? I will say this, as a citizen, no matter what, and I'm not saying like that every police officer is right or every human being, you know, because I know that we have seen situations, but that is a one-time situation. You are a citizen, and if an officer of the law is commanding you to do something,
yeah,
like if there is an officer that has their gun pointed at you, instructing you to stop, instructing you to keep your hands in the air, instructing, like,
I'm going to do exactly what that officer says. Yeah. I'm not going to talk back.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on the ground if he tells me to get on the ground.
Yeah.
You don't see that with a lot of these shootings. I mean, sometimes we see, there's some videos out there that are
ridiculous.
Wow, this horrible.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we've seen those too where it's like, man, he was obeying fully to the extent of the law and then on the ground, hands up and shot, you know, and it's like, whoa. Mm-hmm. So we have seen that. And unfortunately, those situations are what are causing this paranoia and causing people to be like, well, something's got to be done, and it's the entire United States Police Department. You know, you're like, no, dude, you can't. It's kind of like the idea of like a crazy cultish leader proclaiming Jesus and doing these outlandish things that you can't put that on all of Christianity. Yeah, you can't put that on Jesus.
You have to, like, and I think that's the problem because in our society we're like outrage society because things hit the internet. We read the first, I mean, look, we just read the story out of Charlotte. The city reported that someone was dead and then later had to take it back because they weren't dead. They were on life support. The city reported that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's everybody. And so we're just real quick to be like, hey, wait, what? And then start. But the thing is, you can't, like Sivo said, you can't overgeneralize. You can't just say that means every cop is evil.
Right.
You can't, and you definitely can't say, you know, that means every black person is evil.
Right. And like, hates police.
Right.
Yeah,
And the thing is, like, racism as a whole, it goes back so deep. It goes way back further than the beginning of America. Mm-hmm. It goes way back. You read about it in the Bible, in the Old Testament, you know, where societies were constantly fighting each other, trying to stay separate from each other. And it's kind of like, I don't know, we could go super deep theologically.
We're right
up against a break.
Which is crazy. So,
thank you for holding.
And somebody just hung up.
All right, big show today. 338-3700 if you'd like to call us, or you can text us at 585-LIVE.
There has not been a state of emergency issued in Albuquerque, so that's good news,
that
right?
That is good news.
We're cool here, man.
Lots to do this morning on the Morning Invasion. We'll talk about it when we come back. Check the roads, and Tao's got some headlines.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A hearing over the soaring price of EpiPens.
For nearly a year, each time the Federal Reserve met on raising interest rates, it said, maybe next time. The Fed once again keeping short-term interest rates unchanged, but noting there is a stronger case for raising rates, just not yet, saying the economy is improving, but inflation isn't high enough to justify a rate hike.
A new car seat recall by a company that has a similar recall already in effect.
Nearly 30,000 Evenflow Evolve 3-in-1 combination booster seats are getting recalled because children can loosen the harness without an adult knowing it. Government documents say if the harness is loose, it could increase the risk of injury in a crash. The company says there have been no reports of injuries, but it has received 27 complaints that kids have been able to loosen the harnesses. Registered owners will be notified and receive a remedy kit with a replacement harness adjustment button at no cost.
The United Nations is lifting its suspension on aid deliveries to Syria that was imposed after Monday's deadly airstrike on a relief convoy near Aleppo. Activists say the strikes were either carried out by Syrian forces or their Russian allies targeting rebels. Syria and Russia have denied those claims.
It is 6:39. Good morning.
High today of 87, 89, maybe 90. Who knows?
Hit that traffic, girl. Okay, there is a huge accident. In fact, we've had multiple people texting us photos on the live line. Look at this, guys. This is what's going on right now.
Oh,
wow. The big eye. It's nutso out there. Yeah, there's a big accident. There's a rollover, and it's down to one lane, I-25 at I-40, or we call it the big eye here. It's backed up to Lomas. Only one left lane, or the left lane is open. The accident is just past the I-40 transition. The second accident and the backup is off to the right. Stop and go traffic. Expect delays up to 5 minutes. The transition ramp on the other side of the intersection is blocked because of the accident. So the big eye is locked right now. It's locked up. If you use that in your morning commute, you need to go a different way because it's not happening. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Big show today, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Ginormous, really.
We got that podcast if you're listening right now and you only get a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're stuck in traffic.
Traffic!
And you want to hear some of the other things we do, hit the podcast. It's at iTunes, Google Play. If you have an Android phone, just search Morning Invasion. Or you can go to star88.fm and click on our page. This morning, we have Carissa Thompson from Fox NFL Kickoff and Extra. She's going to be joining us at 7:40.
I want to know what happened to Jameis Winston week two. So I got big questions for her.
Yeah, and if, hey, maybe you guys are just the fantasy football freaks, or maybe you just love football, you've got any questions, She's like the girl to talk to about football, right?
Pretty much.
I don't know. I don't know.
Pretty much. I mean, NFL on Fox. Yeah. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. And she's on Extra. 7:40. You can text us questions. 585-LIVE. Today is September 22nd. We're looking at 86 days until what?
Well, you played this music, so I already know.
Star Wars Rogue One. 86 days.
Gosh, did you record this in the basement? Because it's... I mean, I don't want to... Ugh.
240 years ago in 1776, Captain Nathan Hale.
Mm-hmm. 246 years ago?
Nathan Hale said his famous last words.
What were those?
I only regret
Come
that
on.
I have but one life to lose for my country.
Do you guys not watch Turn?
No.
Oh. I haven't watched this last season.
Oh. Nathan Hale?
Mm-hmm.
Booyah.
Just before he was hanged for spying behind enemy lines on a mission for George Washington's army.
I am telling you guys right now, that show is so good!
Brilliant show.
Yeah, Nathan Hale, that actually rocks this last season of Turn.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So good.
How old is Scott Baio today?
Baio.
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 Bia.
Barn.
Ba.
I think it's Ba. Ba. Scott Ba.
Charles in charge?
Charles in charge. He is 61.
60.
56.
Ah. Oh.
How old is Joan Jett?
Oh.
61.
58. Really?
Nice.
Job, Steve-O. That's two in a row.
I love
for you.
Rock and roll.
You got one yesterday.
What? Oh. Like, no, it's not, actually.
2 days in a row, man.
On Scott Baio.
All right, coming up, we got to do those four weight loss myths, because I was reading these, and I always thought that these were true when it came to losing weight. So we gotta talk about those.
Oh, no. I'm gaining weight, guys. I'm excited.
You've gained a couple pounds since poking the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm so tired from the gym.
No! Come on!
My body is just so exhausted.
The gym's supposed to give you energy, not remove the energy from you. Yesterday was a very difficult workout.
Yeah.
Twas. Our boy Jerome, we're like dying together. I'm like, come on, man.
Ugh.
You can do it. I'm going to start calling him Romy. He's a cool dude.
Well, let's see. Some great news on the way this morning. A couple high school football players saved a cat.
Oh, that's tragic.
A cop.
Actually posted that on our Facebook.
A cop saved a suicidal guy.
Nice.
Yep. So we got those stories on the way. And possibly coming up, I put in a text to old Bill Peterson. Find out if he wants to join us for Conspiracy Corner. It's everybody's favorite new segment.
Yep.
People just love it.
Tons of stuff.
Very odd going on right now.
What is that? Tell me more.
I don't know.
Okay, big news in the Albuquerque area is the possible reinstatement of the death penalty in New Mexico.
Whoa!
The governor wants to reinstate the death penalty after several children and police officers were killed this year.
Yep.
But if Governor Susana Martinez gets her way, the New Mexico Public Defender's Office says it will cost the state millions of dollars. It is just a tremendous investment of time, trauma, and money, and for what? We never actually use it, says Jeff Buckles, the office's supervising attorney. He helped abolish the death penalty in 2009. The numbers on this were all run through the legislature in 2009. I'm certain nothing has changed. He says death penalty cases are more expensive because more is at stake, so cases usually take more time, require specialized attorneys, and a more extensive jury selection. According to 2009 legislative documents, court administrators said seating a jury typically costs about $8,000.
I had no idea.
Normally. But in a death penalty case, it's around $25,000.
Wow.
Buckles also says a lot of convictions are often appealed. He believes life without the possibility of parole is an appropriate alternative, less expensive, and it doesn't involve killing someone who in the end could be proved innocent after they're gone. Senate Democrats and the Archdiocese of Santa Fe have also voiced opposition to the death penalty.
Maybe this is a good debate we do on Monday, because on Monday night, it's mm-hmm. the first big presidential debate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So maybe on Monday morning, we debate the death penalty.
In New Mexico.
Yeah.
The reinstatement.
You guys want to debate that on Monday morning?
Why? What's the debate?
What do you mean? Are you okay with the death penalty coming back?
Yeah.
Darn it, I was going to say that. I'm not. Just kidding.
Darn it, I was.
Now, there's a lot of people that disagree with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as a Christian.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Some Christians would say, you know, that's murder.
Yeah.
So we'll debate it. Monday morning. Let me write that down.
So the problem would be, from the Christian standpoint, is that we don't live under the eye for an eye thing.
We don't.
Anymore.
We really don't. You're right.
So, and then if it is costing the state millions of dollars down the road, it's going to be like, why did we reinstate the death penalty? Or is it going to be like that? Or who knows? Like, there's just so much, man, so much to think about that we don't ever really consider.
So what is the difference in death penalty versus, like, somebody getting life in prison as far as money?
Apparently, like, that's what I was reading.
Yeah.
Is that, like, say your typical jury.
Yeah.
In a regular case, $8,000 to put it all together. Because you got to vet the people. You got to do all this crazy stuff. But in a death penalty trial, it's obviously there's more at stake.
Yeah.
So it's $25,000 just to set up the jury.
Huh.
So it's like way more money, they do way more vetting. They have to get everything lined up.
It makes sense. I mean,
so it's way more expensive. And then this, so you got Governor Martinez who wants to reinstate the death penalty for special cases. And then you got this, the other side of the argument is we abolished the death penalty here because it was so expensive and we barely ever use it. So why do we have it there when you can do a life without parole, which is way less expensive? And then what if you get down the road and then the person that's on death row is proven innocent?
Yeah.
You know, if you had death penalty, they're gone and it's done.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So much to consider.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of it, too, is it's reactionary to all the police killings and then what happened to
Victoria
Martins. Mm-hmm. Because that's – and those jokers all pled not guilty, which in my brain is like, what?
Yeah.
I don't understand the legal system and all the legalese that goes around it, you know. And
are they pleading insanity?
I don't know. I just know they pled not guilty. All three of them.
Hmm. I don't even want to follow that case anymore. I'm just
right.
And whenever I see the link, I don't really want to click on it.
That's the hard thing about all this is because we want to be like, yes, death penalty for those three people. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But we don't want to think about it anymore. But then you have people that are actually in the situation. They're like, wait. There is so much you have to consider. There is so much you have to think about because, you know, we complain all the time about taxes and paying for this highway that's never done. And, you know, like all these different things. Are we just going to heap this on top of that?
Yeah, let's debate it. I think it's a good one.
Who knows? I'm not saying either which one I think is right either way. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there is a lot to consider.
And that's the thing, to debate. It's like, well, who are we going to have on that's like actually studied in law?
Let's call up the Archdiocese of Santa Fe.
We can find somebody.
Yeah.
I know some people.
You know, and somebody on the live line, I was just having a live line discussion with somebody about all these police shootings and all this stuff. The thing is, I really think it's social media is so reactionary. So reactionary. We see something and we respond because we can. You can throw out your first opinion. Like, your first responding opinion that you see. We all have, you know, we see something, we observe something, and we immediately, like, we have a reaction. And social media gives us a way to just voice that reaction. Yeah. And to everyone that we know. Like, we can just say what we want. And we do that so much. The good thing about it is that now we are more informed than we have ever been about everything. You know, like something happens anywhere in the world and we can know about
Information superhighway.
Almost instantly. Like, and we've seen some of these shootings. People have gone live on Facebook as they are unfolding. And so it is insane to me. It makes sense that we throw out these, you know, gut reactions. But at the same time, I think we need to be careful.
Yeah.
Because the gut reactions are oftentimes proven wrong later when all of the information comes out.
Yeah.
So we had a few good questions, though, in regard to, and if we really do want to debate it someday eventually. Because this is my immediate question, too, as we talk about the cost of, like, well, the jury, it costs an exponential amount. Mm-hmm. How much more will it cost to house that inmate for the rest of their life?
Yeah.
You know, somebody said 3 square meals every day until they die of natural causes, really? Well, a bunch of people, actually. Cheaper than keeping a guy or girl alive, housing, guests to watch them, 3 square meals every day until they die of natural causes. Somebody else said, what's that average cost to house an inmate who murdered or raped a kid?
And you
got to
think about
cable TV, full medical and dental for the rest of their lives.
They release a lot of criminals early because the jails are so full.
Somebody else from Santa Fe just chimed in and said, housing an inmate averages $60,000 per year.
Wow.
Now in terms of life, you do the math.
All right, this is good. That's good. All right,
it's a good thing to say. And here's the thing, though, we have to remember. That is something that we are coming up with right now. We're also assuming there's a lot loaded into this statement. Three hot meals every day, cable TV, full medical, and dental.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that exactly how it is? I've never been to prison, so I don't know.
Right.
I'm still assuming that prison is a terrible place to be.
Right.
You know?
No, I know.
You get like, TV and full medical and dental? Okay. Wow.
And then also, I read an article. Did you guys know that a lot of prisons in the United States are not actually taken care of by the government or the state government? A lot of prisons are contracted out to private contractors that are – it's basically a huge security company, and they're in control.
Right.
There was a prison in Walnut Grove, Mississippi that just got shut down. This is where I read about it because it was awful.
Ugh.
The conditions were terrible. The security company that was taking care of the prison, they were all just like – it was corruption out the frame.
Yeah.
And it was like in 2009 – the government was like, this place needs to be shut down.
Mm.
But then, like, between the city, Walnut Grove, the city, quote city, it's like a tiny little town, Walnut Grove, Mississippi, and then this prison, the city had vied for this prison because they had just lost a plant. And so they were like, if we can get this prison, then we can get people employed and we'll have jobs.
Yeah.
So then the mayor served as the officer in charge of the prison, and he had, like, gone full corrupt.
Wow.
Like, he had gotten some inmate pregnant, and
oh
there were
gosh.
Drug deals wow. with the people and all, and it finally got shut down.
Got to think how many other prisons are like that out there.
Well, a big amount of prisons are privately contracted.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it was like reading about it, it sounded like that HBO show Oz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was insane.
I've got a really good idea courtesy of my lifeline. We happen to know somebody who has been in the clink, and if we would like to interview him, I'm sure we could make him
like
available.
Like prison? What are you talking
about? Are we going to talk about...
I don't want to do this because I feel like he has a way of making everything seem cool.
Bill Peterson's been to prison?
No. We're about to talk about prison tamales or whatever?
Oh, no.
I just think that's a terrible idea.
It's going to be like that episode of The Office.
I'm giggling just thinking about it, but yeah. Oh, man.
I'm going to have to call in Prison Mike.
I know a few people that have been to prison.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that's ever been, like, in prison for life?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
Are the vast majority of people in prison for life?
You're talking the wrong dude.
See that? Well, I mean, people on Liveline are just saying, you know, like, that's 60 grand. You know, but how many people are in prison for life?
Yeah, but even if you get life, you still have the possibility of parole sometimes. I believe. Yeah, I think. You know what? I don't know. I'm not an expert.
People say that it's like this documentary they watch, Orange is the New Black,
stop
on Netflix.
It.
I don't think it's
like
that.
Don't watch that.
Okay. Yeah, and then somebody on the live line, exactly. For-profit prisons have no incentive to reform. That's exactly right. Exactly right. Insanity.
Wow, there's actually a Behind Bars rookie year on A&E, and that's from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Huh. Cool. Yeah, Monday morning. I think that's a good little debate.
Man, that's going to be... We need to study up over
See,
the weekend.
See, somebody else chimed in and said, I'm from Texas, so I've just been raised with the idea that the death penalty is right in some circumstances.
You're talking to a guy from Mississippi.
And from Texas. Me.
All right, I'm gonna take the side that I am against it.
But you're not.
But I am.
But you're not.
But I am.
No, that's like...
It's going to be like...
I have to find... I have to go and do my research.
That's like the court-appointed defendants who are currently lawyering for those three people in this Martin's case. Are you kidding me? Are you sure you want to take that? Sure you want to do that? You know how much money you're getting paid?
It's a debate.
$5,400. That's what they're getting paid, by the way.
Yeah. Debate class.
That's what we're going to look at it like.
Man, that is the ultimate debate class.
Ugh.
Good on you.
I'm talking about our show. Monday. I'm not talking about those people.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
On with the show. Showtime.
Good morning.
Yeah!
7:10 a.m. Hello.
Hi. High today of 87 degrees.
Traffic.
Accident shoulders block I-25 north at the Big I. It's exit 226.
Is that eastbound or westbound?
Okay, I'm trying to figure that out.
I don't know.
It's backed up to Lomas. So it's backed up southbound.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so earlier second crash is now off to the right, so traffic is moving. There's slow traffic. Expect delays up to 5 minutes. I think, just from looking at it, if you were going eastbound and then going south, I don't think you'd have an issue.
Okay.
I think if you were westbound and going north, that's where the mix-up would come in. But I'm not sure, guys. I can't even read. I don't know why you guys let me try. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
There we go. 585 Live, if you'd like to text the show.
Steve-O, you need to give that shout-out.
We got a couple texts on the live line, actually. Somebody said, can you give a shout-out to Charlie and my dad, Carlos? We love you guys, especially Steve-O.
Is that what it says?
That's really what it says.
Okay, you guys can't do that if you're going to text. You can't just single, like, two of us out.
Speaking of singling people out, we got another one that says, I know this is really random, but I got to tell you guys, my dream that involved all three of you. So I worked with all three of you, and only Dex got fired.
What?
I was extremely emotional and couldn't stop crying because, well, Dex got fired. Dayo and Steve-O tried to make me feel better by having me take Dex's job. I think it's a sign that I listened to you guys too much. LOL, just had to share. Love you guys. Well, actually.
Wow.
Profit.
Profit?
Yeah, I want to know if any of your dreams have come true before.
Dex.
If they do, you can submit your resume, studio@starradio.fm. Well,
no, wait, but for real, aren't we looking for help right now?
We actually really are, yeah. CalvaryABQ.org/jobs. We're looking for part-time help. Yeah. So if you want to come help part-time. If you do get a job, though, that would be really weird because then it'd be like, wait.
Well, I know.
We just kicked off the dream, right?
Yeah.
Who is this person? Do we know?
No.
Yeah. I don't think you should apply.
Okay, we just got another thing on the live line. There's a horrible accident at 528 and Southern Boulevard up in Rio Rancho. Again, not showing up on my map, but I'm assuming since somebody on the live line texted in that they are not joking. And there's a bad accident, 528 at Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho.
Hmm. All right. All right, let me tell you about this viral video that's been going around. There's a woman near Seattle who accidentally rear-ended her own son while he was riding his motorcycle last Thursday.
Oh, no.
And his helmet cam got it on video. Now, here's the best part of the video. They were talking in a parking lot before it all happened. And when he left, the mom told her son, hey, drive safe and watch out for idiots. So this is the mom talking, you know, saying, hey, be careful.
All right, see ya.
Love ya.
Love ya. We'll talk more.
All right. Drive safe.
Yep.
She runs into him.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Jacob.
Mom.
Oh, my God, Jacob. I'm so sorry, Jacob. Oh, Mom.
He goes flying off of his motorcycle. He stops because I think it was a yield. And she wasn't paying attention and just ran right in the back. He was flying through the air, and she jumps out. Well, yeah, she turns out to be the idiot.
How could she do this?
Almost killed her son. Yeah. Just motorcyclist got rear-ended by his own mom. That's what you search for if you want to look for that one.
Mm. That's horrible.
Mm. Well.
Well.
Probably shouldn't be riding a motorcycle.
Hey!
What?
Gosh.
And if you're gonna ride a motorcycle, wear a helmet.
Yes.
Wear a helmet.
Please. You know, a couple weeks ago, one of the big advocates for getting like the no helmet law thing, and I'm not trying to enter the discussion, I'm just pointing something out. One of the big senator guys that argued for no helmets was killed in a motorcycle accident.
Mm-hmm.
Guess if he was wearing a helmet or not.
Yeah. They save lives.
I will say this.
Here it comes.
I'm also an advocate for helmets, so I'm going to start with that, because I do ride motorcycles. Road motorcycles.
Yes.
I still have all of my helmets in the garage. You can see them. But the only time I was ever in an accident, my helmet helped cause the accident.
How did that happen?
Because it was a full face helmet, and you have about this much
visibility,
and so you have to turn. You know what I mean? You have to turn when you're looking at it, and just kills your peripheral.
Why would you get a helmet like that?
Well, if you want to be protected, because a half helmet's not going to do much. You're still, I mean, if you hit your face.
Like the Sons of Anarchy helmets? Those aren't any good?
No, I don't think.
Well, they
I
protect
think
those your head.
Yeah. Your noggin. But I mean, when you get those, usually it's like nobody's really buckling them, and it's more just to look cool because you're like, I have to wear a helmet. So I went full face style to start, to try.
Almost cost your life.
Yeah, dude, seriously, because I couldn't see. Yeah, it was
pretty rare, though.
I wonder if
it is very rare. I'm still alive because
I wonder if they make helmets that are better than that.
When I hit the pavement, well, this was a really expensive, nice Harley Davidson helmet that I got at Chick's back in the day when I bought my Harley, and so it was a very nice helmet, and it still saved my life because when my head hit the pavement and bounced, it hit the helmet. So,
wow,
yeah, so. I'm still the advocate for helmets, but those helmets, man, can definitely...
Yeah, there was a pretty gnarly motorcycle accident a few days ago, and I believe there were two people on a motorcycle, and they survived, but there was a young lady I saw on Facebook. She was passing by the accident, and she went on Facebook Live, and she thought they were dead because they were just laying there, and she was traumatized. She was telling everybody, please, he was crying, please wear your helmets because I just saw these people. I just drove by a terrible accident. They're not moving. I think they're dead. And she was crying. It was awful. But it turns out the couple, I think, survived the crash. They were
just be careful, everyone.
Bad shape, but wear your seatbelt. Wear a helmet.
Oh, dude, full on. I won't even like start the car.
No texting and driving.
Thankfully, all my boys. I remember when I was a kid, I was like, I hate seatbelts. I don't know why.
Yeah, I was the same way.
I have no idea why, but all three of my kids, immediately, they're just like buckling up, like totally cool with it.
Yeah, I remember.
Probably because we've known people who are dead because they weren't wearing a seatbelt.
This is what it took for me to start wearing my seatbelt. I'll never forget, I was pulling out of my grandparents' house, and I must have been 16, and my uncle, Rick, he's a flight nurse in Las Vegas. So he sees the most gnarly accidents.
Ooh.
He's witnessed and been at the scene of people just that were just shredded apart from you know, car accidents to motorcycle accidents, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw me not put on my seatbelt, and he ran out of the house, flagged me down, grabbed me by the shirt, and pulled me up to his face, and I can still smell his coffee and cigarette breath right now.
Ugh.
And he started chewing me out because I wasn't wearing my seatbelt, and he started telling me stories of you know these accidents that
like prison Mike.
Yeah, and I was okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, that day I always you click it, or you tick it.
Our boy Pat in Las Cruces, who. Is a motorcycle rider, says most, if not all, full face helmets are made so they do not block your peripheral vision.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
338-3700, good morning.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, Shane.
Dude, my dad was a claims adjuster for a living. And so he'd go and investigate the accidents, you know, the vehicles afterward. And he rode Harleys, obviously, and I ride every day. But, and I think the argument that he used to make, well, in most cases, if I get into an accident on a bike, I'm not going to survive it anyway.
Oh, wow.
And I think a lot of, you know, and he, this was always his point of view was, I can't see mainly out, off to the side of me when I'm looking over my shoulder without a helmet on, he said, and I can't hear as much of what's going on around me when I'm wearing a helmet. So he would wear not the decorative lid, which is what Steve-O was referring to, but a lid like that is DOT approved that still offers some protection because it's California state law. We don't have that law here, but I've heard a lot of people that ride say that that the argument against it is, well, you know, the mortality rate for getting into an accident on a bike to begin with is pretty high. Anyway, there's my 2 cents, man. Right. Love you guys later.
See you, Shane. Got to wear a helmet. Got to wear your seatbelt. It's very important.
As a rider, I am a huge advocate for full face helmets. I'm sure they have changed since Steve-O's accident, but my full face helmet always gives me great peripheral vision. Another saying is dress for the slide, not the ride. That's from the live line.
Okay.
Somebody else said, just searched mom rear end son. Not-
no!
Yes.
Oh, man.
You can't say that?
What? You can. Whatever, McDonald's Golden Arches.
You want to say it again? Do you want to say what I said?
No.
Why not?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't say that?
That was amazing.
I can't say that?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Erring on the side of caution.
You know, hey, thank
you.
My
bad.
No, that's not your bad.
Next time I'll just let you guys
know. No. Hey, if you have to think about it, you should do it or not do it.
This is our live line person that keeps
texting. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Mm. You going to hit 1?
To accept, press 1. Goodbye.
Oh. I believe that's the same people that wanted the shout out from you, Steve-O.
Mm. Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh. All right.
Because I can see the call. I have caller ID on my screen.
So weird to me. How come I don't get all the cool
features? I have it
features?
Too. I saw it. It came up on my.
I don't like you guys.
Dude. Jesse hooked it up.
Jesse did when he came in the other day.
She's so cool.
Wait, Jesse's a girl?
No. He said he.
Oh.
Come on, man. Get with it. Get with the times, bro. Get with the times.
Get with the times. Okay. Back to the news, because that's what we were doing.
Yeah, we didn't even get... We did one headline. Squeeze in a few more here.
Get to it.
Oh, by the way, coming up at 7:40... Carissa Thompson from Fox NFL Kickoff and Extra will be joining us on the show.
The world's spiciest tortilla chip is going on sale. There is one chip in the package.
Oh, no.
Do you like spicy foods or torturing yourself, Dex?
I love spicy foods.
Yes, you do. This is for you. The spiciest tortilla chip in the world is about to go on sale. It is one single chip. In a package, one chip. It's shaped like a coffin. It has one chip inside of the package.
That is the dumbest thing.
The company making them says, quote, that's all anyone needs.
That's all.
They're seasoned with the Carolina Reaper pepper, which is, that's in the Guinness Book of World Records, is the hottest chili pepper on Earth.
Dude, if, I thought I was going to die when we ate ghost peppers, so
$5
I couldn't imagine.
For one chip.
That's
$5?
$5 for a chip.
Well, it's worth it.
Mm. McDonald's in Japan has pumpkin chocolate French fries.
The picture looks really good.
Both people just turned to me very interested in this studio.
No, mine was more of like a... I got to tell you, man, since we started working out and like eating better, yesterday I tried to eat that peanut butter cookie. Uh-huh. I had like 2 bites and was like, I can't do this. It's like making my tummy weird. Eating crap now hurts.
It's sucky.
Like yesterday, I was on dad duty. Had to go pick up Jack from school and all that. I know, like long day yesterday, and I realized after the gym I didn't eat anything, so I stopped at the old Golden Arches and grabbed a couple quick like double like green chili double burgers and put those down and even that it was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I felt gross.
Really?
So I was like, I can't do this. So I'm not like, I don't know.
See, I'm not there yet with that.
Dude, you need to get there.
Yeah.
Based on this country's obsession with pumpkin spice, fried things, and food mashups, you could make a fortune with this idea, honestly. McDonald's in Japan just started selling pumpkin chocolate French fries. They're French fries with a sweet pumpkin sauce and chocolate drizzled on top. For some reason, they're not selling them in America. Which is stupid, they because always, I bet these would go crazy.
They always seem to try out the weird things in Japan first.
They do. You can probably just make this up at home. You can get the fries, and then you could get sauces at the grocery store.
That's true.
Make it happen. A new survey found Pokemon will be the number one Halloween costume this year. Trump and Hillary costumes will be big hits, too. 45% of people plan to wear a funny costume. 28% plan to go as something scary. And 27% plan to wear... a sexy costume. Pokemon! I'm going to go with sexy cardboard, which it's kind of like it's a modern twist on that old cardboard house thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to not do anything this year, guys.
What? Wait. I thought you were going as a...
Well, I can't do that anymore.
Wait, did you cut your hair?
You cut your hair.
What about the costume?
Yeah.
We were so close.
That's why they sell wigs.
Maybe I'll just shave into a goatee and go as Tony Stark.
There you go.
Yeah.
That could work. The cops in Florida found a guy, or they caught a guy, who robbed a laundromat last week because the security footage showed his very distinct man bun. He was arrested for grand theft.
Fail! I miss your man bun, Steve-o.
Bring it back. Ugh. Can you do it right now?
I'll tell you guys right now. Actually, I was looking at old standby stuff, and I don't miss my hair at all.
I do.
I don't care.
That's all my news for right now, because we got to take a break.
Oh, man.
We do, because we have Carissa Thompson from Fox NFL Kickoff. She's going to be calling us to talk some NFL.
All right, we are going to send it over to Colin, who is with Randy Moss, of course, future Hall of Famer. Randy, he's got loads of experience in the NFL. Colin, contrary to popular belief, well, you don't have any, do you? That I know of, at least.
That's Carissa Thompson.
She's a firecracker.
She is. She's a firecracker. She's going to be great. She'll be joining us at 7:40. If you have any NFL questions, text them in.
Dude, for real. Live.
This is the girl that she knows everything. She knows the inside and outs of what's happened this season. We'll talk about some weight loss myths, conspiracy corner coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with our good friend Bill Peterson. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A hearing over the soaring price of EpiPens.
For nearly a year, each time the Federal Reserve met on raising interest rates, it said, maybe next time. The Fed once again keeping short-term interest rates unchanged, but noting there is a stronger case for raising rates, just not yet, saying the economy is improving, but inflation isn't high enough to justify a rate hike.
A new car seat recall by a company that has a similar recall already in effect.
Nearly 30,000 EvenFlow Evolve 3-in-1 combination booster seats are getting recalled because children can loosen the harness without an adult knowing it. Government documents say if the harness is loose, it could increase the risk of injury in a crash. The company says there have been no reports of injuries, but it has received 27 complaints that kids have been able to loosen the harnesses. Registered owners will be notified and receive a remedy kit with a replacement harness adjustment button at no cost.
The United Nations is lifting its suspension on aid deliveries to Syria that was imposed after Monday's deadly airstrike on a relief convoy near Aleppo. Activists say the strikes were either carried out by Syrian forces or their Russian allies targeting rebels. Syria and Russia have denied those claims.
Good morning.
Oh, sup, dog.
Good morning, gentlemen. What are the haps?
Well, the haps. Carissa Thompson. Gosh, man. Carissa. I don't know.
C-H-A-R-I-S-S-A. She's on Fox every single Sunday talking football, yo.
Well, then you should know.
What she co-hosts Extra with Slater, A.C. Slater.
Is it Teresa or Carissa?
I don't know. We'll find out right now. Check it out.
Good morning.
How does that sound?
What are you doing?
Great. Hey, what am I doing?
Yeah, Carl!
What am I doing?
Hey, girl. How you doing, Carl?
What can I do?
Man, Carl, can we really hang out in New York?
I'm really excited to hang out with you.
Man, I saw the Beatles movie last night, and I just got John Lennon and Paul McCartney on the brain. Okay. It was amazing.
That's a good brain.
Ron, thank you. Ron Howard's cuts weren't the exciting part of the movie. It was just like, you know, how can you go on with the Beatles? He just got out of the way and was like, yeah, here's the Beatles.
That's it.
I prefer Beetlejuice, but Beatles are cool, too. Yeah.
All right, man, I've got Carissa Thompson ready to talk to you. She's eager, ready, and waiting.
Awesome. Okay, we're ready. See you, Carl. Carissa Thompson, Fox NFL Kickoff, Extra. Welcome to Albuquerque, Carissa Thompson.
Thank you. I've never been to Albuquerque.
What? Oh, man.
Everybody's been to Albuquerque.
You got
to
make a trip.
It's beautiful here.
I know. That's what everyone says. I need to get out there. What's the best restaurant?
Oh man!
No, we're not allowed to say that. We're nonprofit. Wait,
I was gonna say we're the fun non-com Christian station that doesn't get to talk about cool.
Yeah.
There's so many. It depends on what
enough,
you want.
Fair enough. All right, you can tell me offline.
Okay, there you go.
We'll do that.
So I'm first of all really excited to have you on the show for about 19 reasons. Huge football fanatic, and I need some help because I need you to talk me off the ledge. Ginormous Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and week one I was thinking Jameis Winston, MVP candidate, and then week two happened, and I need you to help me figure out what happened with Jameis Winston. It was tragic.
Well, okay, I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan, born and raised there. So you tell me what happened against the Rams, and I'll tell you what happened against the Bucs.
Perfect. Fine. Any Given Sunday, is that what it comes down to?
Well, that is your favorite movie, so that's perfect.
It's a great movie.
You're fine. That division is wide open, and Jameis Winston is coming into his own. I was having a conversation with Jimmy Johnson about this because he was on our show this past week because he's filling in for Dave Wonstadt. And he's a huge Jameis Winston fan, and the maturation of him and his control and his athletic ability, parlay that with the fact that it's like, you know, getting kind of his legs underneath him in terms of the league and the pacing and all that kind of stuff. He's not worried about him.
Yeah. Good. Because I was a little worried. It was a bad week. So, but I will take your word and more Jimmy Johnson's word. I grew up in Texas, so of course my entire family, crazy Cowboy fans. So that's going to be exciting for them. Yep.
And I grew up in Mississippi, so we are stoked about Dak Prescott right now. He's killing it.
Oh, Dak Prescott, he's fun to watch. I mean, look, it helps that he also has the best offensive line in football. You've got a great back. He's got wide receivers. So the kid's got a lot in his favor, but he's showed great poise and great execution, and I love his humility too. You know, he's doing everything right. Where he's like, "This is Romo's team, and I'm just here to do my job." I mean, I'm a big fan of his.
Who's Romo? I mean, everybody's kind of forgot about
Romo.
Right?
About
Come on.
Well, I think you loyal Cowboy fans are just used to not having him around.
Yeah.
You know, last year he was there. You know, he struggled in terms of staying healthy, and that's got to be frustrating, too. I mean, you know,
it's true.
Say what you want about Tony Romo, but he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So.
Yeah, it's true. I just got a report that he was brushing his hair, and he's injured again.
No, so. Stop it.
It
stop
looks
it.
Like that,
hey.
Yeah, I'm just playing.
Stop
I'm
it. Chris, I have a question. Do you think he's going to get Drew Bledsoe, though? Do you think, like, possibly, maybe, he could potentially be Drew Bledsoe if Dak keeps playing at the level that he's playing?
No.
No?
Then
okay.
Jerry Jones won't let that happen. Because then you know what you have in Prescott, then that's great.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry. You know what you have, but Tony Romo is your franchise player.
Yeah.
And he's not sitting on the bench if he's
okay. Okay, I want to switch gears because, I mean, your resume is insane. You can spit with the best of them when it comes to football, but you are also a co-host on Extra, and you get to do, I mean, just about the coolest things in the universe in the entertainment industry as well. Do you have a preference? Are you like a let's talk football and grind it out, or is it I love being on the red carpet, I love interviewing celebrities? What do you prefer?
Well, the great thing is that I don't have to pick, but it's no mystery that I will always take sports over entertainment, and that's not bagging entertainment. That's just because I have a love for sports that dates back 10 years, and I'm newer into the entertainment space, but what I absolutely love about entertainment is that I can still talk football in entertainment. If you sit down and do a Ben Affleck interview, he only wants to talk about the Red Sox and the Patriots, so it's perfect.
Yes.
No, there's always an intersection of sports and entertainment, and I feel very, very fortunate to be able to do both. And it's a nice departure, too. I mean, when it's not football season, to be able to, you know, have another job that's completely a complete departure in terms of the lines of questioning that you're asking. You know, in entertainment is much different than football. So I'm appreciative that I get to do both.
Wow. I got to say, Chris, as if you weren't already like one of the most amazing human beings on the planet, I think dudes just fell more and more in love with you with that answer. So congratulations. You're America's sweetheart.
Oh, man.
That was fantastic.
Single, so.
You've done it.
So I would love to take a moment to talk about Young and Brave, because obviously, as a Christian station, and the three of us in here, we're all Christians, we always gravitate toward amazing nonprofit organizations, and I saw this on your Twitter and thought, we have to at least give a shout-out to the Young and Brave Foundation, if that's cool.
That is so nice of you. I am so appreciative of that. Thank you very much. Yeah, Young and Brave organization is a foundation that was started by my friend Matt Coulter, who he quit his, you know, six-figure job, and he was doing it up in life, and he was looking for a greater purpose, as we can all relate to as Christians, and he wanted to give back, and his friend's girlfriend at the time had been diagnosed with cancer, and so that's sort of how it started, and then it shifted into more pediatric-centric, which is very close to my heart. My niece was diagnosed with a brain tumor when she was six, and she's now 13 and doing well, but she'll continue to have complications from that. So, you know, I spent a lot of time at Children's Hospital and also with Young and Brave, just doing different events to raise awareness. And the Young and Brave Foundation, all the money that they raise, it goes to families who can't afford different treatments or just even things like paying their bills at home. You know, when something like this happens, you know, life continues to move on, and the gas company and the electric company still want to be paid. So it's basically just about letting some support financially and emotionally to families who need it. So thank you for asking. That's very sweet.
Absolutely. I just think about the fact that we see, you know, headlines, news in our culture. It's this social media driven culture where we see a headline, we consume it, and 8 minutes later, it's out of our brain. And so, you know, we had an opportunity recently to partner with another foundation that was doing a similar thing, you know, helping to raise funds for these families, because we see these stories and our heart breaks, and it's like, here's $30, and then we walk away, but we forget that the bills continue, and these families have great need. And, you know, we as Christians, we got to take care of this. This isn't the government's responsibility. This isn't anybody else's responsibility but ours. And we should be taking care of the widows, the orphans, those families in need. And so I just gravitated to it. And so I'm thankful for what you're doing with it, because that's amazing.
Well, thank you. We'll all do our part, and that's what we're supposed to do.
Amen. All right. Carissa, man.
Yeah, Carissa, I know we have some live line questions.
We did. Live line blew up immediately when we said we were having you on. We had a lot of questions from listeners. We'll try and do it as quickly as possible. Somebody chimed in and said, I would like to ask what's up with Russell Wilson. I have him on my fantasy league, and he has taken a huge dookie all over my season. It's true.
I have a pass protection for Russell.
Yeah. Man, it's always poor. I mean, it's a team effort, obviously. So without that line, I don't know. Anyways. Okay, question for you from Albuquerque. Are the Raiders moving to Vegas?
Yeah, it looks that way.
It does, right?
I would put my money on it, yes.
Ah,
we got another.
I would love that.
Got another sports-related question. Does Mario Lopez do that chair thing that he did when he was AC Slater?
Oh my gosh!
Oh, the turnaround.
That's it. I don't know who asked that. It wasn't me.
I love that question. I haven't seen him do it, but I'm
going to
go ask him this morning to do that for me.
That is incredible.
Oh, yes, I love that.
Oh, man. All right.
Were you a fan of Saved by the Bell? Because, I mean, you're
yes, he was.
Yeah, you are.
I was a Zach Morris fan.
Yeah.
Guess what? I look just like him. I think we're best friends.
It's incredible. Oh, man. Okay. Super Bowl 51, any predictions?
Well, I'm a homer, so I always want my Seahawks to be in it. So my prediction at the beginning of the year was the Seahawks and the Steelers. So sort of a repeat of the Super Bowl from almost a decade ago. Well, over a decade ago now. But, I got to stick with it. I can't deviate from it now just as we enter week three. So Seahawks, Pittsburgh.
There you go.
Beautiful. All right.
We get it off the line.
Amazing.
Carissa Thompson.
Thank you.
Fox NFL Kickoff.
America's Sweetheart. Extra. My new favorite human being. I love you.
Thank you for talking to us. And come to Albuquerque.
You're awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You all too. Right.
Bye. Bye.
Later. Oh, dream weaver. I believe in
you. Little did she know she was talking to her future husband.
You're married.
I just got to take care of some stuff.
Oh, no.
Little did she know.
Come on. I don't think you would enjoy that marriage because
she's Sporty Spice, man.
You're not really the sports guy.
That's true.
Yeah, but I look just like Zach Morton.
That's true. You do. You do. Very, very similar.
Oh, man.
Thanks for the questions. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Starmie. That was fantastic. They just like
time out. Guys, that was the best interview I've ever done in my life. It was even better than Rachel Lee Cook. Now all I've got to do is move forward with Plan B, where I sail a boat out into the Pacific, crash landed on a deserted island, open a resort casino, and then lure Carissa Thompson out there to enjoy the rest of my life. It's going to happen. Time in.
Man.
Beautiful interview.
It Solid. Was fantastic, right?
Very nice.
Anyways, if you missed it, you can definitely check out the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. There you go, guys. Coming up. Let's see how much time we got left. All right.
We got a few.
Got a little bit of time.
A little bit of time.
Let's jump into this.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, stud reading.
Two high school football players named Max and George were hanging out before a game on Tuesday in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. They found a cat outside that was stuck in a sewage drain. What's Travis. With all the cats and kittens stuck in drains lately?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Remember there was that cat, those kittens stuck in the drain they had to pull out? They had the audio?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They lured it with a burrito. That's true.
That is actually true. Yeah. They lured it up.
Well,
you don't remember that? How could you not remember that burrito, man?
They lured it out with a burrito, and then you played the, it flew into the burrito warmer there.
Okay.
Wow. How could you not?
You're right, guys.
You know, I posed the question on our Facebook about this story. It says, what defines a hero? Is it their selflessness in the mm-hmm. face of danger? Mm-hmm. Their reckless abandon to help others at any cost?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Let's take a look at these two heroes. Dex is about to tell you. They did the impossible. They gave us an incredible example of heroism in this modern age.
Apparently, it was the kitten was hanging onto something by its claws. So it hadn't fallen the whole way down. It was exhausted, looked like it was about to fall. So they ran into Max's garage, grabbed a 5-gallon bucket, tied a rope to it, then they pried the drain open with the crowbar, used a shovel to coax the cat into the bucket, and saved its life.
Brilliant swans.
Then they went to the game like it was no big deal.
Boom! They the real MVP!
Oh.
But the local fire chief showed up before it started and thanked them. They were expected to lose, but they ended up winning the game 22-21, and their coach gave them both game balls for being the, quote, most valuable people on the team.
MVP.
That's pretty cool, man. There's a little kitten suck.
Look at this. They posted it. It said, just saved a cat's life, NBD, which stands for no big deal.
No bigs. No bigs, guys. Just saved a cat. Now I got to go play a football game.
Oh, man.
It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah,
story.
It's pretty cool.
Look at him saving this kitty cat in this video. I posted the link on our Facebook. Maybe you need a little bit of story to brighten your day. We got craziness going on in our mm-hmm. country. There's an insane accident up at 528 in Southern right now. So if you're stuck in traffic and you can't move, number one, motion to the person in the car next to you and tell them to listen to 88.3.
Yes.
Tell them to change the channel. It's the we call it the stuck in traffic challenge.
I love that.
Yeah, so if you're stuck in traffic right now, get the person next to you to roll the window down and say, hey, put it on 88.3. It's funny.
They're talking about you, man.
Talking about you. Talking about your mom.
Go check it. What?
Tell them we're talking about their mom.
No, don't do that.
No, tell them.
No,
and then,
okay.
And yeah. then they'll tune in.
Got to be careful here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
be careful.
That.
And if you are
road rage.
If you're stationary, yeah. you can go to our Facebook and comment on and watch the video of them saving that little kid.
That's pretty cool, man. Because how many times do we see young men like that stop what they're doing and rescue a cat?
Well, for some of us, it's every day when we look in the mirror, Dex.
A lot of us, we're too busy to stop.
Hey.
And do something.
What's that sound?
Oh, gosh.
Everybody look what's going on.
How did you get there? How did you get there so fast?
Well, he said stop.
Hammer time.
What?
I'm completely stopped right now.
Continue.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
I love how well you listen, though. Like, Teo threw a timeout in there, and you just like
what are you talking
shut
about?
Down. And
I did. Well, you know what? That's what you need to do. You need to be trained like a dog.
Right now, I'm disappointed in the live line because I did an intense Saved by the Bell joke.
It was pretty fantastic.
And I got one hashtag AC Slater.
Yeah.
Boom. See, that's all right. That's fine. What are you talking about? That's
fine. Talked to Carissa Explains It All and didn't even get in.
All right. When we come back, we're going to tackle the weight loss myths. We have Conspiracy Corner coming up around 8:30 with Bill Pearson.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's the topics of conversation in Conspiracy Corner.
The moon.
Hillary Clinton.
Uh-oh.
May have been poisoned by Vladimir Putin.
That can't be real. I feel like that would have started an international incident, and we would know more about that.
That's what they want you to think.
Okay.
Also, there's shocking proof that Hillary Clinton's Greensboro rally is a fake.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, Bill will be on the show at about 8:30 to explain it. Conspiracy Corner.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
And we're back!
Dex, Steve-O, Teo.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
8:01, good morning.
Oh, the high today keeps climbing, man. I feel like it's going to hit 90 again today, so...
No!
People be prepared.
Enjoy
even though it's the first day of fall.
Enjoy it, guys.
We need that fall time with them.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Enjoy it because it's going to be cold very soon.
It is the first day of fall.
All right, guys, we got a lot to talk about. In front of Del Norte High School, there's an accident. Montgomery Boulevard West at San Pedro, right in front of the high school. Also, an accident, shoulders block, I-25 at the Big Eye, or the intersection with I-40 there. And there's another accident on the transition ramp, I-40 East at I-25 or the Big Eye. Now, we were hearing, yes, and it's showing up. There's an accident, big accident, Highway 528 South at Southern Boulevard. Lots of restrictions, so stay to the left around that accident. We've got another one at Universe South and Rainbow. The right lane is blocked. And besides all of the accidents that I'm talking about this morning, we got a lot of congestion, 40 eastbound once you hop off of Unser and 25 southbound once you get off of Alameda or Paseo. And that, my friends, is your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585-5483. You can text the show. You can email us, studio@star88.fm. Mm. You can also call us at 338-3700. We got Facebook. We got Twitter. We got Instagram.
Man,
so go follow
it.
Us.
We got it all.
Go follow us if you haven't yet. So we have been hitting the gym.
Hitting.
Pretty tired.
Oh, this is what? What's it? Wait, who's our boy Jerome?
Jerome?
Didn't he request we play Eye of the Tiger today?
Do I have Eye of the Tiger here? Let's see here. Is this one the Eye of the Tiger one?
He said that, right?
There it is.
Yep. All right, Jerome,
this
for you.
For you, buddy. Yeah, like I was saying, we've been hitting the gym pretty consistent for a little over a month now.
Proud of you guys. So proud of you guys right now.
Doing well. Poking the bear. And I would say there's a very high percentage of people that they begin to work out because they want to lose weight. They want to be healthier. Some are like Steve-O and Teo where, you know, they haven't struggled with that weight gain, being obese. They don't even know what that word means. They've never felt what it's like to be fat. I mean, you kind of, Teo, the other day at the gym, Teo put on a 20-pound weight vest.
I did.
But that, what, puts you up to 195?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See?
Which is what I want to weigh.
Wait, you only weigh 175?
Around there.
Okay.
That's perfect weight.
What that you think is, that's fantastic. I don't know.
1,000 pounds.
Well, no, because I'm like... at 160, and I'm like freaking out, thinking this is because that is 15 pounds. That's a lot. That's you're
if
right.
You put on 15 pounds right. of muscle, you would look like Teo.
Teo,
I want Teo. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to look exactly.
I want to weigh 195.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, you'd be ripped.
I don't want to be ripped.
But if you put on 20 pounds of muscle, you'd be ripped.
Wait, what were we talking about, guys?
I have the tiger.
Oh yeah, because Never mind.
Like, all of a sudden, it was just like, you were just staring at Teo talking about his physique, and it got weird.
He started taking my shirt off.
The music stopped, and I was like, we need to move on. This is getting weird.
It wasn't weird at all. It I don't know what you're talking
so
about.
It was Dex not. Dex was making so his move.
It weird, wasn't weird man. At all.
It was fine.
Come on. It
Calm
was
down,
fine.
Steve-O. Gosh. It's ruining special moments.
Sorry.
Precious moments. Precious.
So, did you do a protein shake thing this morning?
No.
Okay.
I told you I don't do them on the days I don't work out.
But I mean, like, in the morning. Do you do more than one a day?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So confusing.
No. All right. Hey, man, you need that 5,000 grams of protein every day,
yes,
Steve-O.
200. That's what I was told.
Okay, let me get back into this. Gosh. Okay. Two doctors at the University of Michigan recently wrote an article where they laid out four myths.
Lay it out!
Almost everyone believes about losing weight.
All right.
I was reading these myths, and I was sitting there going, these are myths?
He was like, what? And I was like, what?
Okay, here's myth number one. You just need to make a few small changes in your diet. I've heard that before. Hey, man, if you just tweak your diet a little bit, you'll see a huge difference down the road. After about a year, oh my gosh, you'll look like a completely different person.
Huge.
Well, it all depends on how small the changes are, but your body is constantly trying to maintain the same weight. So eating fast food three times a week instead of four probably isn't enough to see a difference. So you got to really look at the small changes that you are trying to make. Mm-hmm. Some aren't going to make a difference. Here's myth number two. You have to set realistic goals.
Yep.
This has been a problem for me since the beginning of my weight loss journey. Because I like to set these goals that are just so unreachable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to lose 50 pounds in 90 days.
Why is that unreachable?
Come on.
You can do that.
50 pounds in 90 days.
I've seen fighters lose it in 24 hours trying to cut weight for a fight.
Yeah, that's water weight, dummy. I've done that too. I put on that stupid thing that they wear just to soak out the water.
Really?
It's awful.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it.
Well, yeah, of course not. So what's a realistic goal that you can attain? I don't understand. You're like there, man.
What do you mean there?
You look good.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
Like, everybody's noticing it. Everybody's been like, dude, Dexter, you're looking good, man.
Dex, you walk through the room and everybody's craning that neck.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, here's the thing. My goals now are I want to hit the gym mm-hmm. 4 days a week.
Yes.
That's my goal.
Yes, yeah.
And also I want to try to lose at least 20 pounds during this 90-day challenge
I think you can do it.
That Calvary has put into motion for us. And I want to win the competition. Calvary threw down a competition.
Yeah.
It was about a month ago, right? We've been doing it for about a month.
Have you been chronicling your journey?
I have.
Friend? Oh, good job.
Every day I go in and I put down, you know, the days I've worked out. And
I haven't done any of that because I'm good. Like, damn, I'm not going
to
win.
Don't do it because then, you know, I have a better chance to win.
No, because I'm not in the same one.
So, yeah, Calvary threw down the gauntlet.
90-day fitness challenge. Boom!
We want you guys to be healthy.
Wealthy and wise.
And so, yeah, I'm winning this thing, man.
Got to be early to bed. Early to rise.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it, man.
So set realistic goals. You have to set them, okay?
So should people just research realistic goals? Because honestly, for me, I knew I wanted to like gain mass, like gain a certain amount of weight, but I don't know what that entails. Like, what is realistically, how much weight can you gain or lose in any given amount of time?
Everybody's different.
Right.
Because for me, I'm not really that overweight. So
you're not at all. You're not even overweight. Dude.
I am overweight.
Mm. No, you're not. No,
yes,
you're
not. I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah. What was it yesterday? We looked it up. A person, Steve-O's height, and age is supposed to weigh like 175.
I can't remember.
No,
yeah. I weigh two. Last time I was on the scale, which I haven't been on the scale since we started this, so I don't know how much I've lost. But I was at 230 pounds.
We need to find a scale. Somebody bring us a scale.
Yeah, I don't have one at home.
I need to drop a bunch of weight.
No, you don't.
My body carries it really well.
All right.
I have really strong muscles.
Going to the ideal weight calculator.
You got those haunches.
I got those haunches. I do. I got these giant,
just powerful.
How tall are you? 5'10"?
5'10".
Okay. based on, see, all these different formulas are different, though. There's the Robinson formula, the Miller formula, the Divine formula, the healthy BMI recommendation. Listen, man, based on the healthy BMI recommendation, your recommended weight is 128.9 pounds to 174.
Jeez.
I feel like this is wrong. Based on the Robinson formula, 156.5. Miller formula, 155.
What?
Divine formula, 160. And the Hamwe formula, 165.
That means
I am an ideal specimen.
Good job.
Okay, if I'm
exactly where I need to be, guys.
If I weigh at 230 pounds right now, that's like 70 or 80 pounds that I have to lose, according to that.
Nah. Are you kidding? You can do this, man.
No, but I'm not overweight.
This is Google. What does Google know?
Girl,
you know?
I love you. Wait, sorry, Dex. I started singing to you again.
All right, now I'm going to go to a completely different website. This one's Health Discovery, all right?
Good morning.
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 So you guys got to think about something a lot more important than the weight. Muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah.
All right. Right. So when you're dropping down, when you guys are trimming up a little bit, a healthier look may not reflect the number you want to see on the scale.
That's boom!
So, Steve, if you're trying to gain mass and size, don't worry about the weight. As long as you're getting the improvements you want and whatever it looks like in the mirror, more importantly, whatever your wife thinks about you,
how do I look?
Then you'd be a lot better off.
Hey, if you've never seen Steve-O, he looks like Barry from The Flash. That's his body type.
Since you chopped his hair off, it looks a little funny. You got to grow into that beard you have on your face.
Yeah. I got to grow into it, guys.
Grow into your beard.
I got to grow into it, man.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
We appreciate you, man.
Grow my face muscles.
Grow those face muscles. That's a good way to put it.
Okay, hey, would you say you're a small frame, a medium frame, or a large frame?
What do you think? I mean, I have broad shoulders. I have pretty big legs.
I'd say large frame.
Large frame? Okay, yeah. Then your ideal weight is 158 to 180.
Jeez.
For your age.
That's a lot of weight I have to lose, guys.
No, it's not. 180? That's like what you're at.
I was at 230, Steve-O.
Okay, what's my, am I a small or a medium
frame?
You're
a small.
I'm a small frame?
You're very little.
Then I'm obese, guys, by 9 pounds.
Oh, gosh.
I'm overweight by 9 pounds.
You better lose 9 pounds.
You're overweight.
Yeah, according to this one, the ideal weight for men, 5'10", our age. I should weigh 144 to 154.
Why are you looking at the Derek Zoolander weight scale?
I'm just saying, man. Dex is freaking out because according to some stupid website that says what his ideal weight's supposed to be, he's freaking out. According to that, I'm overweight.
You're overweight, man.
Shut up.
You're overweight.
Joe, call us, Joe. Joe, here, answer the phone. I don't know if this is him. Joe, give us a call if you're listening.
Turn that radio down, please.
Turn your radio down, friend.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Okay.
Oh, I see. I heard that Steve-O's a small frame guy, right? You can totally eat spinach and get big like Popeye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Gosh, I'm so glad you practical. Got that in there.
So practical.
All right, back to these myths. So far, myth number one, you just need to make a few small changes in your diet. That's a myth. Myth number two, you have to set realistic goals or you'll get frustrated and quit. There's one study that recently showed that having overly ambitious goals might actually help you lose more weight. Myth number three, you should lose weight gradually because otherwise you won't keep it off. There's actually conflicting evidence for that one. And a study in 2013 found you're actually more likely to keep weight off if you lose a bunch all at once. Yeah, I've always been taught that you should lose it gradually. Because it's not healthy for your body to lose a bunch of weight.
Not rapidly.
Well, I mean,
you have to control it.
Where did you find this? Is this the same place that I just found that weight calculator?
This is two doctors at the University of Michigan.
Okay. What's myth four? Did you read this one before we hit the airwaves?
I'm surprised you didn't put it into my news that I would just read it blindly.
All right. Trying to think.
Myth number four is you can lose more weight by having more intimacy with your spouse, wife in a Christian relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's not true. Unfortunately, it just doesn't burn enough calories to make a real difference.
Yep.
Have you read these on the live line? This one, Steve, if you've read it, I apologize.
Which one?
I hate the phrase muscle weighs more than fat. 1 pound of fat weighs the same as 1 pound of muscle.
Really?
Oh, gosh.
A better way to phrase it is muscle takes up less space or surface area than fat. That's
true?
1 pound of anything weighs the same pound or the same amount as 1 pound of anything else.
Well, yeah.
They're both a pound.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what they're saying is you need to phrase it differently because that's exactly right.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Good job, scientist. Proud of y'all.
So, okay, listen. I think we overcomplicate things, just like the gospel, right? I'm Jesus juking this right now.
Take it.
Do it.
Bring it back.
We overcomplicate our diets. It's not that hard. You got to go back to the caveman days.
Okay, good.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to think like a caveman. I want you to eat like a caveman. That means you can't drive to work anymore.
Are you
so
saying
you have
do
to
the
walk.
Paleo diet?
This is so...
You have to eat meats, vegetables. I want you to grow your own veggies right now. See, that's not complicated at all.
Actually, my wife and I do grow our own vegetables
See?
In the backyard. We
Caveman.
Make salsa from scratch, and it's lovely.
Here's really what I've been trying to stick with is just stop with the fast food. Because
yeah, dude,
that's my biggest problem.
It's not even like a trying to. That's all you need to do. If you guys actually meal planned, I think that's number one for you guys. Number one.
We meal plan.
Stop going to Golden Corral every day.
And half of the week.
Okay? No more buffet. You don't need that extra meatloaf.
Onto the buffet.
Well.
Just saying.
Hey, you're right. And you're right. And I think that's where I'm seeing... I've seen the difference since I started this is because of the food. My diet is different.
Guys, here's the deal. You were talking about Jesus juking it. We're going to Jesus juke it right now. Teo is like the perfect specimen.
No, I'm not.
On the scale, like we're kind of like the evolutionary chart.
No.
Like I'm in the middle. And then like you're like raw on the end. And then Teo's like, oh, right?
Yeah, he's glad.
So us being your accountability partners, right? Anytime we see you eating anything that you shouldn't be putting in your mouth, we're just going to slap you.
Across the face?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Wow, that way hurts. You'll spit it out and be like, no more Skittles!
I feel like Ow. I should have a warning before you slap me, though.
Yeah, the warning is right now when we're telling you if you keep eating stupid things, we're going to slap you.
What about my breakfast this morning? Would you have slapped me in the face?
Did you eat the bread? Did you eat the...
Hash browns? The potatoes?
Not the potato. I mean, come on.
What bread? There was no bread
I
in
mean,
there.
The
oh, the tortilla.
Out, if you cut out the potatoes, yeah, you'll...
Yeah, I cut out the tortilla.
Faster.
Mm, that's true.
See?
See?
Oh,
mm.
Oh right. Man.
Did you need that?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to echo the sentiments of my boy Chris. He says, careful and balanced is the way you want to go. Because a lot of times when you have a challenge or anything kind of like what we're doing right now, your competitive nature will pop up and you'll go full blitz or whatever you want to call it. And then you'll just make really dumb mistakes. You just got to approach it carefully and pay attention to your body.
And don't give up because here's the thing. These like 90-day fitness challenge or whatever they are, like, oh man, 30-day to weight loss, 6-minute abs. Here's what happens. It's much like our faith, right? It reminds me of a book that I personally am not a huge fan of. I know a lot of people love it. In fact, it's like a ginormous bestseller.
The Golden Bible. Compass.
Oh my gosh, both of you.
That's the book you said you like, Steve-O.
I know what you're going to say.
What?
The Purpose-Driven Life.
Thank you. That's exactly it. Because essentially, it's this guide, right? And it's like 40 days to a better you in Jesus.
Really?
And
that,
it's a good thing. But what happens at the end of 40 days when you screw up, right? It's like, wait. This book was supposed to help me not sin and love Jesus more, and I still just blew it. Now, oh, must not be. No, you still got to just move forward, right? Because we're still human beings, and I know too many people who get drawn into the gospel and fall in love with Jesus, and then end up falling away or just calling it a day because they can't overcome this one struggle or this one thing. And instead of like getting through it and like falling forward and standing back up and going, all right, his mercies are new every day. I'm going to rock it like this today and move forward. They just give up. And so I think for anybody out there who's like trying to be more fit or trying to with anything, if you make a mistake there, Dexter, and end up one night at the Cheesecake Factory and eat 3 cheesecakes, the next day, you still need to go to Bear Canyon, okay?
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I like that.
Throw maybe that stuff back up because you will.
You will
be doing
die.
Exercise.
You
and
will
just
die,
and you can't help it.
Well, again, and you know, I don't want to slam that's the Purpose Driven Life because
stuff.
I think it's a great book.
It is.
I've read it before.
Yeah,
and there's,
I did
there's
too.
Many other books out there like that. But here's the problem: we always think I need, like you said, we have to be perfect. You know, like I want to be this at the end of the book. I want to be this better person.
Right.
And then when we're not,
yeah,
we get all disgusted with ourselves and we give up.
It's as you mentioned, the unrealistic expectations. You put this crazy goal on yourself that like in 40 days, I'm going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to struggle with sin. I'm never going to blah, 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 blah. And then when you do, you're so defeated, so upset, so disgusted that you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Right. You know, and the reality is, as Christians, that we're going to sin today. We're going to sin tomorrow. We're going to sin the rest of our lives until we die.
Yeah.
That's all forgiven. It's grace, man. You know, that's why there's the cross. That's why Jesus died for us.
Yeah.
So that our sins would be forgiven. So no matter what we do, there's nothing that we can do today or tomorrow that would ever keep us out of God's grace.
Way to bring it back around to the good book, man.
Mm.
Hey, Frank in Las Cruces says, people need to stop living to eat and start eating to live. Am I right?
No, that's true.
Hey-o.
How about the Holy Trinity of carbs? Because carbs are actually the devil, and the Holy Trinity is vegetables, fats, and protein.
Ooh.
Am I right? Am I right?
Somebody else on the live line said, you all sound like a bunch of girls. Dex, you need to do cardio.
There you go.
You know what, bro? On the flip side, somebody just chimed in and said, you three are hilarious. You have, however, encouraged me to eat healthier and be patient as well as exercise lately, so thank you.
Oh,
I'm
now
feeling
you
good.
The bear.
Yeah.
Now you're feeling good.
Yeah, girl.
I want to inspire you.
Woo!
That's what we're doing here.
Be inspired.
Yeah.
I want to lose 20 pounds by the end of the week.
Okay, check this out. Somebody on the live line just chimed in and said, okay, I just had my third child. And it's hard to eat healthy when you're on a limited grocery budget and you're trying to feed picky children and a husband who hates chicken. I need help. And then also, does Bear Canyon have child care?
That's my life. Is that my wife?
Sent the
is
info
that my wife?
That.
Yeah. My wife sent that in?
Well, no. Here's the thing. I my wife is a hero, man, because she meal plans. And honestly, Mama Bear, if you have picky children and a husband who hates chicken, tough for them.
Here's
because
what you do.
What we,
you hold their necks like, back and you shove the food down their
dude,
throats.
Dude, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Seriously. I don't love...
Or you don't eat, right?
I don't love chicken either. And my wife constantly reminds me, hey, this is our budget. We have to live within our means. So tonight, I know you don't love it. I'm sorry, but we're doing the chicken, the teriyaki chicken bowl thing. Or the... Because she meal plans. And so she'll make these incredible meals. And half the time, sadly, it's chicken. I hate chicken.
God's natural protein.
But she's just had to... She's had to find these cool recipes where it's like, well, I hated that one less. And I deal with it. And so do the kids, you know? Because... That's what it is. Picky
it,
children.
Man.
You're the mom. Be Mama Bear.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. One of my favorite quotes from, I'm not going to say the name, but an online fitness guy I like to watch, is the only person you need to be better than was the you you were yesterday.
Ooh. Yeah.
So even if you fall down and you forget to go to the gym one day, well,
Billy
tomorrow,
so is tomorrow,
better than the you you were today.
I love it.
Love that.
Love it.
Don't compare yourself to the other people at the gym or your neighbor or whatever.
Or your co-host that have a better physique than you. I know.
Yep.
I know. Mm. Gosh, thank you so much
for the
call.
Love you.
You're welcome. Bye.
She didn't say I love you back.
Whatever.
I know. Gosh, what a jerk.
Gosh. Look at this zit in the middle of my eyeballs.
Check it out, bro. Jerks. Tip for Dex. Your weight cut in half is the amount of water you should be drinking a day in order to spike up your metabolism.
That's right. I got water
there
right
you
here.
Go, dog. You actually, I'm proud of you. You've been drinking so much water. It's ridiculous.
Here's the thing, guys. I don't drink anything but water now.
It's good.
It's my life. It's my lifeline.
It's good.
I feel like I'm getting sick.
You look great.
Oh, thanks.
Oh,
as long as
man.
I look great. I mean, that's all that matters, right?
What if
I... Man, I really hope I didn't catch that. I might have done that. So, yeah, whatever you're doing right now, if you ever have any good tips, you can text those in. I need them. I need some good encouragement because I want to live for my family. Well, I want to live for you, Starmie.
You can take all of our nutritional and workout advice seriously because I've been going to the gym for like 3 weeks now, so I'm an expert. So everything I say is just gold.
So I got a funny story to share with the Starmie.
Horrifying.
So the other day at the gym, Steve-O and I, we partnered up and we were doing bench press.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
And
I hate you.
So okay, this picture this. So Steve-O he's on the bench.
Wait. Let me say one thing.
What?
You, sir, can put up a lot more weight than I. And from the get-go, I said I don't want to partner with you because you're gonna put on a bunch of weight and I'm not gonna be able to do it. And you were like, no, bro!
Come on, man! Sorry.
You can do it, chicken arms. Continue.
Chickens have wings.
Okay, so Steve-O he's laying down and he's doing the bench press. Right?
And I was doing
great.
I'm doing a couple reps of your weight.
When you're doing bench press, you should have a spotter. And so I'm behind Steve-O and I'm kind of bent over him so I can get the bar up if he needs help with the bar.
He's spotting me.
And dude, all of a sudden, my sweat from my face just drips off of me and lands in Steve-O's mouth.
In my mouth!
So good.
On his way up of pushing the
his
bar.
His weight! Of pushing like an exorbitant amount of weight. Like more weight than I've ever put up on a bench. And I'm going, I was already like, oh gosh, but Dex said I can do this.
And then he went...
Yeah,
I mean, I remember when it happened.
Your sweat is in my mouth.
I could not stop.
Your sweat is in my mouth.
And then, of course, I just stopped spotting him. So then he was sitting there, barely able to get the bar up, and I'm laughing.
He's cracking, and I'm like, I'm dying. I was dying because I had his sweat in my mouth, and I was just trying to get that bar up.
It was so
gosh,
funny.
I was so mad at you. That was so disgusting.
I'm sorry.
Sweat profusely.
I do. I'm sweating right now.
Beautiful.
Thank you for holding.
Gosh.
I'm so sweaty. Good morning.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, guys. It's Nomi.
Nomi!
Where you been, Nomi?
I've been everywhere. I'm currently on the way to Colorado Springs right now.
Nice.
Yeah, so I just passed Albuquerque. But I wanted to give you guys an inspirational quote.
Let's hear it. That's good. Is it a cat poster?
It could be.
Okay,
bring it on.
Okay. It's never eat more than what you can lift.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's good for Dex, because he can lift a bunch, man. We're partners.
Guys, I don't understand my strength.
He can just, ridiculous.
I don't work out. And what's the deal with my tail? Explain my strength, because I don't
crazy
understand.
Dad strength.
You have strong haunches.
Yeah, but really? But how do I have strong haunches?
Because you, I don't know what you did when you were a kid. You
really, that
ran
just stays
around
with
me?
Didn't you play football?
Well, I played basketball, football, and ran track. So
yeah,
it stays
dude, come
with
on.
You?
Yeah. You can put up a lot more weight than me. I hate partnering with you. But inevitably, I'm like, no, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to try. And then I want to die.
Yeah, well. Just need to lose that fat.
Yeah. You're doing a good job, man. You're doing a good job.
What did my sweat taste like? Was it salty?
Okay. It was weird. It tasted like barbecue sauce. I'm just kidding. Just sweating straight
like
barbecue sauce. Speaking of barbecue sauce, somebody on the line on said, hey, fried cauliflower in barbecue sauce tastes like nuggets. My wife does this amazing...
Fried cauliflower.
Dude, no. Cauliflower, don't even...
I've had it.
My wife bakes cauliflower and puts this like curry powder on it, and I hate vegetables, or hated. My wife just found a way to make them less awful, because she rocks the collard greens and cauliflower
Sorry,
and all these amazing
my
things.
My mind immediately went to deep-fried cauliflower.
Okay.
What? No, gosh. You can't. The thing, though, like what this person's saying, you can make vegetables taste just wildly different.
Oh,
you're like,
gosh.
What am I eating? This is crazy.
If you deep fry the veggies, it's just as good. I mean, it's still good for you, right?
Check it out, bro. Somebody just chimed in and said, I teach insanity and personal train. There are a couple of things that hinder my clients.
There you go.
Number one, and this is huge for you, Data, you need efficient sleep.
Yeah.
It's also important to do a mild detox. improves your body's functions, makes your metabolism and waste systems more efficient at the very least. Drink water with apple cider vinegar every morning. It cleanses and improves metabolism. There you go.
That's what I need to do. I need to do a detox.
And shout out to Gilbert, Arizona. They said, Dex is built like a rugby player. Good job, Dex. You really are. Like, that's it. And you can put up weight, man. Gosh.
I'll probably be competing by the end of the year. So.
Are we like blood brothers now? You know what I mean? Because like
you drink
back
my,
in the day, yeah,
sweat.
It was like you would cut your hand and then you'd like high five.
You're definitely
like,
spit swappers.
Yeah. So I drank your sweat, man.
But I didn't drink your sweat.
Oh, well, coming back. I'm going to do some push-ups during the break and get up enough sweat to make Dex drink
That's
my
disgusting.
Sweat. So,
all right. When we come back, Conspiracy Corner with Bill Peterson. You don't want to miss it.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A hearing over the soaring price of EpiPens.
For nearly a year, each time the Federal Reserve met on raising interest rates, it said, maybe next time. The Fed once again keeping short-term interest rates unchanged, but noting there is a stronger case for raising rates, just not yet, saying the economy is improving, but inflation isn't high enough to justify a rate hike.
A new car seat recall by a company that has a similar recall already in effect.
Nearly 30,000 Evenflo Evolve 3-in-1 combination booster seats are getting recalled because children can loosen the harness without an adult knowing it. Government documents say if the harness is loose, it could increase the risk of injury in a crash. The company says there have been no reports of injuries, but it has received 27 complaints that kids have been able to loosen the harnesses. Registered owners will be notified and receive a remedy kit with a replacement harness adjustment button at no cost.
The United Nations is lifting its suspension on aid deliveries to Syria that was imposed after Monday's deadly airstrike on a relief convoy near Aleppo. Activists say the strikes were either carried out by Syrian forces or their Russian allies targeting rebels. Syria and Russia have denied those claims.
Did
you just stroke out?
Just turned 840. Okay? Sorry, it was 839 and then it just
okay,
turned 840.
I was like, what just
I wanted
happened?
To be accurate.
Are you okay?
I wanted to be accurate.
Are you smelling almonds? High today of 88 degrees.
Let's take a look. Traffic. A lot of congestion, 25 southbound, which hop off of Paseo. Also, we've got an accident, I-40 West at Rio Grande. Another accident, Montgomery West at San Pedro. That's in front of Del Norte High School. Out on the west side, the right lane's blocked due to an accident at Universe South and Rainbow. Looks like that's all the accidents I need to report now. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Steve-O?
Yeah.
If you would so kindly call that number. We have a new feature called Conspiracy Corner.
I am a conspiracy.
His name is Bill Peterson, and he is the Grand Wizard of Conspiracy
Stop
Corner.
It.
What? I can't wait to find out what we're going to talk about today. Last week's was so interesting.
Hello?
Bill Peterson.
Hold on a second. I can't find my foil hat.
You better get that thing on if you want good reception.
Wait. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. There we go.
Okay. Now we're ready to go. Conspiracy Corner
morning,
with Bill.
Gentlemen.
Good morning. So I was just saying, last week's Conspiracy Corner was great. We kicked it off with Hillary Clinton and her body double. That was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to talk about this week?
Well, a couple of things. But, hey, you guys were talking about eating right just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
You know, if you're struggling with being overweight, there really is hope. You know, whatever you do, be honest with yourself,
mm-hmm.
and don't sugarcoat it because you'll eat that too.
Yep.
Thank you, Bill.
It's a good plan, Bill.
Thank you. I was very interested in what you had to say. Thank you.
Beautiful plan, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, if you know, let's talk. Hey, you guys ever hear of a guy named Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, man. Yeah, $5 bill.
Yeah, I found him online. He's pretty cool. You know, he said you can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time.
I thought he said, fool me once, shame on you.
No, okay, that was...
Fool me twice, shame
yep.
on
yep.
you.
Just, you know, just shame on you.
Shame on it.
Okay. Sorry, Bill.
So we're all just a bunch of fools here.
Yep.
Hey, you know, another thing he said, I'm just going to read quotes today, okay? He said, I'm a firm believer in the people. If given the truth, they can be depended to meet any national crisis. Mm. The great point is to bring them the real facts. Mm. And I believe we live in a society where we're not getting the truth about anything.
Ooh,
love that.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, okay, so you saw that video that I sent you with regards to the phony blue screen Hillary yes. rally?
Yeah.
Yes, we just watched that. I had the boys watch that just a little bit ago.
That was really interesting.
Okay.
No, not even a little bit. I thought you guys were wackos, but okay, go on.
Yeah, I like to be a wacko, but the thing is that with every conspiracy, you know, it's you have a choice. Do you buy into it, or do you sit there suspiciously, or do you say, oh, this is all garbage?
Right.
And, you know, there is a site out there called Snopes. I'm sure you guys have been to it.
Yep.
And they take every conspiracy out there and every rumor and every whatever is called a truth out there, and they examine it and see if it really is. Now, they've got an agenda as well, but I'm not going to go into that because that's a whole separate conspiracy. But I did read up on this video thing, and they had a number of different pictures from that rally, and she really was there.
Yeah.
Somehow, the camera angle from the cell phones versus the camera angle from a news team up on a platform was completely different. So they're saying that she was there, and what you're seeing on that video, and if you guys want to post it, you've got the link. It's
fun go ahead and post that,
because yeah. it's like it really does look like it's blue screen and she's not there and blah blah blah.
Sorry,
but the fact of the matter is she was there, and there were hundreds of people there who saw her, and right. they have pictures of her standing there. So,
yeah, that was
so
at the Greensboro rally.
Yes,
Greensboro
North yes, Carolina. Exactly. But you sent me a link about Hillary poisoning.
Hey, keep me in. I didn't send you anything, Bill. That's all you. What are yes, you talking about? What are you talking? I didn't send
busted.
You anything.
So busted.
So busted, dog.
What are you Man. Talking about, Bill?
Whose idea was
Why
this
are you
really
so busted,
Dex?
Dog?
What?
Oh, that's right. It was my other friend, Dex.
Okay.
So,
I believe
I got
that guy's
link.
Name is Dax. Yeah.
Yeah, Dax. Uh-huh. Okay, I got this link that Hillary was poisoned by Putin.
Putin or Putin?
No, I call him Putin.
Putin?
That's weird.
He really stinks.
I feel like I'm poisoned by Putin every day with Dex in studio. So.
Okay, that's not nice.
Hey,
talk about this, Bill.
Putin? Seriously.
Talk about this. This is some
Putin.
Big news on Yahoo.
This is
yeah,
not
I'm,
big news.
It is, too. I look at it this way. There's all kinds of right-wing, left-wing websites out there that report all kinds of false stories.
Right.
But if it's coming from Yahoo, it's got to be true.
It's got
it. It would
no,
never
okay.
be coming from, you know, like a Yahoo.
Okay, listen. Hey, this Putin poisoner, I'll buy it. You know, we know that most of the computer viruses and Trojans out there, they originate in Russia.
Sure.
Okay, we've been able to figure that out. What's to say that they haven't infiltrated both parties? Okay, this is the beauty of spy espionage and the fun that comes along with it. They could have been working for years infiltrating our campaigners, okay? They could be working their way up through the ranks. They could be Russian spies coming in. Who knows? It could be her doctor or some security staff. And we have seen the videos of this large man who follows her around, and he's got a hypodermic needle nearby. What's to say she isn't being poisoned? It could be in her food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, going back to last week, I don't buy the pneumonia story.
Well, thanks to you guys being conspiracy theorists, we actually had somebody chime in on the live line who said that their mother works in the medical field and somehow found the list of medication that Hillary Clinton is taking, and allegedly it's like early signs of Parkinson's. So good job for like creating freaky, weird conspiracy people. So you did it. You did it, guys.
I did it. It was all me.
You did it. Good job.
Hillary Clinton has Parkinson's
disease? No, she does not.
That's what you just said.
You just said that.
No, that's what the live line said. Because of you crazies.
Really? Okay? You just read that.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay, I'm Googling this. Parkinson's. Okay,
nobody.
Hey, hold on.
Yes.
God forbid that the poor woman have Parkinson's. We don't wish that on anyone.
No, of course not.
For real.
But if you look at all the video clips out there, you look at all the evidence, it certainly does point to that direction.
I thought we were going to talk about like the moon.
And going back to the pneumonia thing, let me just say this one thing.
Go ahead, conspiracy.
Bacteria, there's no such thing as a non-contagious pneumonia. All pneumonia, and I verified that with my wife, who, 30 years in the medical field. There's no such thing as a non-contagious pneumonia, and the fact that they came out with that statement is ridiculous. It is contagious, and she went out in the public. She was out in the public kissing people, blah, 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 blah.
I hear
she
you.
Didn't have pneumonia. There's something else going on.
There's something else going on that they're not telling us.
Okay, but... Can I change topic?
Bill, if you get pneumonia from a fungal infection, it is not contagious.
No. Where'd you find that?
Internet.
Yahoo.
Oh, okay.
It was on Yahoo.
It's the National Health Service Health Service in the UK. It's not US.
Okay, I'm putting this out there to all the medical staff that are listening right now. Call in.
Oh, nobody's listening. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to call in.
This is the most popular segment we do.
Don't worry, guys. Your secret is safe.
Okay. I'm changing the topic, okay?
Okay, change it up, Bill. What else?
Because we're not going anywhere. Did you know that 80% of the apps on your cell phone, when you installed it, you gave them control of your camera?
We actually talked about this.
And your microphone.
We talked about this.
And your microphone.
Many, many months ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it again.
Okay.
Do you realize that it might be wise to put a sticker over your selfie camera?
Talk to me.
Okay. Imagine this. Somewhere in a little shack somewhere in Siberia, or maybe in Dubai, or maybe in
Greensboro, Alabama.
Greensboro, right, exactly. There is a hacker out there, and he's watching you. Okay, if you're playing Pokemon, they have access to your camera, and they can be watching your reaction as you play. As you're playing other games, they can monitor your reactions. You know that wherever you go with your cell phone, you're being tracked. And they're looking at how you buy and sell things, how you... where you move, what you do, and they're also watching your facial expressions. Put a sticker over your cell phone camera. Seriously.
I'm doing it right now. I need a piece of tape.
You're crazy. Do you guys realize how crazy you sound?
Yes.
Am I the only one? Dale, are you with me, man?
I quit listening.
Okay. What? But you listened to Coast, man.
I know. I covered all this 10 years ago when I was in college.
I'm with you.
You want to make $1 billion? Come up with a sticker that goes over your camera phone that can be taken off and put back on over and over and over again.
That's a
good
idea.
Just like the Post-it?
Yes.
I don't even want to read any of the texts on the live line because you have, like, the creepy conspiracy Christians are coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, those are the best people because they're the ones who want to know truth.
Oh, okay.
Truth, justice, and the American
thankfully
way.
We know truth, and Jesus proclaims that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so, thankfully, that's the only truth I care about and don't want to know about the 9/11 conspiracy and how the U.S. government elites allowed it to happen so we could go to war in Iraq to control oil. Yep, just got that on the live line. So
they've been talking about that since 9/11 happened.
Since 9/12,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what an HIPAA violation is.
By the way, Josh, a socially awesome homeschooler, said the Clinton campaign said that they were all passing pneumonia back and forth within the campaign staff. So that's that. He read that on Yahoo. So it's real.
Okay.
Right. So it's real. Okay.
Bill, right. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing out there. You're seeking truth. That's what we should be doing. We should be seeking the truth.
Speaking of truth, a healthcare worker just chimed in because for some reason people are actually listening to this and said aspiration pneumonia is not contagious. There are pneumonias that are not contagious.
Is that what Hillary has?
That is from a healthcare worker.
Okay. Thank you, healthcare worker. Still not buying it.
The government just texted in on the live line and said, this is the government. We're going to need you to stop talking about these subjects or we'll have to shut you down.
So,
yeah. Going to have to let you go.
Thank you, the government.
I have to. Yes. Thank you, the government.
Well, okay.
Well, Bill, thank you for being on week two of Conspiracy Corner.
Oh, gosh.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, next time, let's talk about if we went to the moon or not.
Oh, man.
I thought that's what today was going to be.
No.
That's because that's what you guys said last time. Is today was going to be the moon.
I want to talk about the moon. Maybe this isn't Bill that we know, and he forgot last week. Oh,
is this Bill? Hello.
Bill? Is this the right Bill? Are you Bill?
Hello.
Bill?
Hello.
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 Bill, are you there, Bill?
Oh, no.
Bill.
Oh, no.
Bill?
Bill.
Bill.
Oh, Bill.
Bill. Next week on Conspiracy Corner.
Oh, gosh. You love this. You were so dumb.
Guys, and I did not send anything to Bill. That was him.
Sure.
Just covering his tracks.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He likes to cover his tracks. What would you like us to discuss on Conspiracy Corner next week? You can chime in at 585-LIVE.
Actually, we got something from Dom who says, question, should a Christian be interested in conspiracy theories?
Yes.
Theories.
We should question everything. Look into the truth.
Okay.
Find out what is real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And sometimes it's fun. I get a kick out of it.
I do, too. I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, actually.
And to our live line, if you are seriously asking that, I would say as long as you treat it like a fun thing. But the weight and the danger with it is a lot of people have been, like, truly swayed by certain conspiracy theories, and it's really, really affected the way they live their life.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Take a look at the Da Vinci Code. I remember when that book released, I picked it up and read it purposefully because there were so many Christians that were convinced that... this fictional book that was written had truth in it because Jesus obviously was married, didn't really... I mean, it was like, what?
My sister's...
How much weed did you smoke?
Sister. My wife's sister, she actually was a Christian. Well, I mean, you could debate that. But when the Da Vinci Code came out, she stopped believing because of that book.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We shouldn't sit here and debate with other people and get into arguments because that just it's not gonna do anything. It's the one thing I can't stand with Christians is that they want to sit there and fight and argue their point,
yeah,
and shove it down people's faces like this is the truth and this is what you need to believe in. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
When it comes to conspiracy theories, we got this scripture in Psalm 2:2-4. Above all, do not fear. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take their counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. But he who sits in the heavens laughs, and the Lord scoffs at them. So we can talk about all these fun little conspiracy theory things and all of the Illuminatis and the who killed JFKs and was there equipment on the space shuttle that caused earthquakes, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, actually. Was there equipment on the space shuttle that caused earthquakes?
Wow.
Never heard that conspiracy.
Never heard that one either.
That's a good one. We should look that one up.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a break. When we come back, let's see. More news. We'll talk about a cop who saved a guy from committing suicide. Cops getting a bad rap lately, right? Some good cops out there doing some great things. We appreciate you guys so much. 585 Live, you can text the show or you can call us at 338-3700. We'll be right back. Andrew Bell, Dive Deep, Star 88.
And we just did. We dove deep into conspiracies, and apparently the live line loves it, minus two people.
Told you.
Good job, you.
Told you.
I don't understand.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating to hear all of that rubbish.
I'm glad you just said that. Rubbish. Yeah.
Because let's face it, it probably all is just talk. Just talk. 903, hello.
Hi, today of 87 or 89 or whatever.
How are the roads up? Traffic!
You know, some roads have more than one lane, Dex. And that's what we're going to talk today on Traffic Conspiracy Theory.
Oh my gosh.
No, for real though, we have an accident. The right lane's blocked. I-40 East at 4th Street. It's backed up all the way to Rio Grande Boulevard. Stop and go traffic. Expect delays up to 5 minutes. So again, I-40 East at 4th Street. There's an accident and the right lane is blocked. It's backed up all the way to Rio Grande Boulevard. On the other side of the highway, we've got an accident, I-40 West at Rio Grande. So flip the script. It's over there too. Let's see. That's all the accidents I'm seeing this morning, but we do have a lot of congestion. Paseo southbound, or I'm sorry, I-25 southbound off of Paseo. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Monday is the big presidential debate, so Monday morning we're going to have a big debate.
Huge. Oh, man. Yes.
We're going to be discussing on Monday morning the death penalty.
Boom, boom, boom. Really?
It's a heavy topic.
Yeah, I know, for a Monday, for a Friday, for any day.
We're only doing it on Monday because of the big presidential debate.
So we have to debate?
Yeah.
Can we debate something a little less? I don't know.
You're for the death penalty.
Oh,
Taya,
man.
What are you?
Huh?
For or against the death penalty?
I'm moderator.
Okay, Taya's the moderator.
How did he get the good
job? I am against the death penalty. That's the stance I'm taking.
Right. Even though this isn't at all how we really feel.
Nope.
Apparently, I have to do research on it.
Nope. The research I have been reading this morning all leads me to...
You Googled it 3 minutes ago.
Okay. We're going to debate it on Monday morning because of the big presidential debate.
All right.
On Monday night. As moderator, I have to ask you, Dex, are you sure that you want to do this?
Well,
we
started discussing it this morning, and it was a good discussion.
Yeah.
Because here in Albuquerque, that's what they're discussing, whether or not they should bring back the death penalty. Because the last time we had it was 2008. And the reason they did away with the death penalty is because, well, we weren't using it, but we're spending
a ton of money,
thousands and thousands of tax money on having it.
Yeah.
So
it was a lot of money. I think it was a lot more than thousands and thousands.
Yeah, it was a lot of money. So we'll discuss it on Monday. It'll be really fun.
On Monday.
Who doesn't like a good debate?
I mean,
apparently a lot of people don't.
Yeah. And especially if it's something I'm not like overly passionate about, I'm going to have to like actually.
What, you're not passionate
research.
About people's lives?
Okay.
There it is. There it is.
I'm going to hate Monday.
What?
But here's the good news. You're going to hate Monday, but you're not going to hate it until Monday morning when you remember that this is what we're doing.
Yep.
So that Monday morning is going to hit real hard.
Yeah.
Boom.
Hey, if there's something else you guys want to debate, I just think it's very topical right now.
How about the effects of social media in society and the ramifications? Do we have the authority to use social media as a way to oust people and whatnot?
Oust them.
Eh. You guys heard about this college student that was expelled from Kansas State over a Snapchat?
No.
Expelled from her college over Snapchat.
What happened in the Snapchat?
A Kansas State University student was expelled after a Snapchat photo showing her and her friend. They were doing facials. They had black facial masks. And you can imagine that their comment was probably something not cool.
Oh, no.
And it actually included the N-word.
Woo.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Photo shows two people posing together in a facial mask. And the caption included that. I don't know why she would... Not only did she do that, but then she, like, tagged her college for some reason.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were tagged. Kansas State University, in an official statement, responded, KSU was tagged today in social media posts that were racist in nature. The posts were immediately removed from university accounts. Kansas State University does not condone the inappropriate behavior and expects the K-State family to adhere to our principles of community. She was expelled.
Dude.
from her college.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what we. That's what needs to happen.
Of course, she said, we never intended for the picture to offend anyone. We only meant it to be taken in a funny way. In our culture right now, white college student making a blackface facial mask and posting a Snapchat with the N-word, like, who in the universe would actually think that was comical?
Mm. Why on
racism
earth
is alive and well, my
would
friend.
You tag a college?
I don't know.
I think the college did the right thing.
You do?
Yeah.
Do. Expelling her
I
from
love
school?
It. I think it's great.
Okay.
I think that that's...
Don't
that's,
get me wrong. I'm definitely not condoning it. That's yeah. a horrendous a Snapchat. But man, she got expelled from college over a photo and her very racist comment.
She should be.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Expelled.
Yep.
Man.
Well, let me ask you this.
So then why are you fighting against the death penalty, extremist?
I have to take the other side.
Those are two different extremes. Two yeah. different things. Check this out. Would it be right to get fired from a job if you did the same thing and included your workplace in it?
Yeah.
That's why I think it's right she got expelled.
So if she wouldn't have tagged the college,
She should have never put that up. But if she should have never put that up.
Never.
But the fact that she got expelled from the school is because she included the school in mm-hmm. the post. So I say they're right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she should have. I'm not saying stupid for putting that into the thing. No, she's stupid for putting the thing out. She should have never made that joke. That's the bottom of it.
It's yeah. not a joke.
I'm saying this is a worthy consequence to her action.
Yeah. 338-3700. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. Bayo got it right on the head. If she included the college. Same thing happened to a couple of other girls. They did a Playboy expose at the college campus. They got expelled right out of school.
Because they tagged the college?
You can't put that type of stuff on there. Or as far as, like, your college or what you who and what you represent.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like you better ask some permission before that type of thing. And it's good that she got expelled for that, too. I mean, she got to learn that, you know, whether it's politically correct or not, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you doing dishes right now?
No, man. I'm a truck driver. I'm loading up some cars right now.
Oh, nice. Cool. Can I have one?
Appreciate you, bud.
about... $30,000 cash
up front. Okay, cool, man. Hold on. I have a briefcase of money. I'll just take it over to you.
Sorry,
later.
You were cutting out. Did you say $3,000? Because I might be able
okay,
to.
Okay, okay, okay. Thanks for calling, bro.
All right, man. Thank you.
Right. Hey, I got to give a quick shout out. Just got a text on 652 Cats. Shout out to the Cats, Batman, and Maggie. Good job, Cat.
You just did a shout out to Cats.
I did. Wow.
I just.
That thing still exists.
Can they appreciate my appreciation the of the feline kingdom? That's what I got.
Man.
Shout out.
So we're talking about this this call. So both girls or the one girl?
One girl.
Just one girl?
Just the girl that posted it.
They were wearing...
facial masks.
A black facial mask. And
yep.
they made racial comments in the video and tagged their college on social media. And they the one girl got expelled.
The quote is, quote, feels good to finally be a racial slur.
Wow.
End quote. Posted on Snapchat, who was a student at Kansas State. She was completely expelled from school. Peace out.
585 Live, you can text in your thoughts, or you can call us at 338-3700. I think we can all agree that... well, Steve-O, you were saying you didn't necessarily agree that they got expelled, right? You think that's a little extreme?
I'm trying to find like any more information as to... like. Was she part of like the student body president, or was she, you know what I mean? Like she's a student on the camp. Of course it's ridiculous. And that's a hard stance. I mean, Kansas State, right on. I mean, that's a bold move. Like, hey man, you're racist. Get out of our college. You know, not everybody agreed that she should have been expelled. It's raw.
I'm sure when you go to college, I didn't go to college, so I don't know. Tao, you went to college.
I did.
When you went, did you have to sign a bunch of contracts that say that you have to represent the college in a certain way?
When I
way?
Went to college, social media was not a thing.
That's true.
This is a completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a different world now.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm sure that's probably what they have you do. You probably have to sign your life away.
So here's the thing, because some people are saying, obviously, this is ridiculous of her. One student said, we're shocked about the ignorance of others that are in the community, but we're just using this as a platform to discuss why the multicultural center is important, why diversity is important. We have students from small rural white towns who have never even seen an African-American student before, or even a student of color. Being able to break those barriers, have awkward conversations, it's like baking a cake. We have all these different ingredients. We have to raise the heat to have it be sweet, end quote. So I am not excusing the idiocy of this student in any way, shape, or form. But to this student who said, you know, she was like, man, I didn't mean any offense. I thought I was being funny. I know it's ignorant and stupid, but she was expelled from college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and think about our society right now. Our friend 2.0 just texted us in. As a social media coordinator, the college would be under pressure to respond and address the Snapchat. When someone spams your page, it makes the page look bad if you do not respond or take care of it. You have to have extreme action to make sure your stance is known.
Mm.
It makes sense that the college expelled her.
Mm. Somebody else in the live line said, don't get me wrong, it was horrible, but expelling them for exercising her free speech is totally wrong.
Mm.
That coming from Josh.
Okay, so here's another question and that they want to know. If the script were flipped and it were an African-American student with a white facial mask with a derogatory language, would the ramifications be as harsh? I don't know. That girl's post reveals her true heart, even if she had not posted that picture. Okay.
Sure.
Man.
Yeah, I have to give
a Snapchat like that proves she's probably too dumb for college learning anyways.
That's not very nice.
Wow. Freedom of speech, man.
Freedom of speech.
Unless you post to social media. No. It's tough, man, because I think it's okay? Not even a little bit. It is so ignorant and foolish. And we talk regularly on this show about the book of James and how in scripture we are, man, the taming of the tongue. Mm-hmm. Because our tongue is so vile and vicious, and it's like this small little muscle and yet can cause a blaze. It can cause a forest fire.
I hear it every morning on the show where Steve-O just knocks me down a few notches every morning. Just on fire every morning.
Okay, well, here's a question. I haven't been fired yet, and I've said some things that I think are, quote, comical, and I'm doing it to get a rise out of people and be funny.
Mm-hmm.
This girl claims she was just being lighthearted and funny.
Do you, when we do that, the equivalent would be you saying a joke and something like that, and then going, Calvary, Albuquerque.
No, that's very true. You're right.
Because we got to remember, that is what happened.
Yeah.
That's why she got expelled.
Tagged
the school. You know, so like all other discussion aside, all the, you know, well, if a black person did it with the white person, all that aside, she tagged the school expelled her. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And I think it's right.
Yeah, and I think even, you know, growing up in school from a young age, I remember, you know, hearing the principal tell us, you represent our school, mm-hmm. so make us proud.
Yeah.
When we went out and played football games, and if you were in sports, we represented that school. So we needed to act, you know, a certain way, mm-hmm. whether it was respecting the other team. And if somebody didn't and a fight broke out, that's not representing the school right. So props to the school for making a bold move like that, expelling the student. I think it's great. 585 Live, you can text the show. But, you know, here at Star 88, we represent the station and Calvary. So,
yeah.
I mean, when I got hired on here, they wanted to know, you know, about my faith. What did I believe in? I had to actually go through a process where I had to explain my faith because I represent this church. I represent Star 88. And if my beliefs don't line up with theirs, that's not going to work very well. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they're not going to be okay with that.
No, yeah. And Pat Bosco, the dean of students, said the photo has students, faculty, staff, and other members of the K-State family upset. It rightly should, as there is no place for racism at our university. We must do better, and we will do better. Expelled. Mm. All right. Man.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, define good. There are none good. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Hey, real quick, we got to help out our boy Daniel.
Who's that?
Changing subject. DJ Bossman Dan.
Yeah. Who's the, he texted us. Bossman
and
Dan.
I put this, I don't know where you put it.
Afternoon drive.
There it is. Will you do that, please?
You want me to plug that?
I want you to plug that. You have the most powerful voice. I want you to do it.
Friday's at 4. We're going to play the songs you want to hear. Here's how it works. Call 585-LIVE. Anytime.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can call.
Leave your name.
Uh-huh.
Where you're listening. And what you want to hear.
My name is Christian, and I want to hear Ellie Holcomb.
Then tune in Fridays at 4 p.m. to hear your requests on the air.
It's good.
It's the Star 88 Request Hour with DJ Bossman Dan.
It's actually a pretty fun thing. He showed it to me the other day. I'm usually at home, so I'm not listening to the radio around 4 mm-hmm. or 5. But he was like, have you heard the Request Hour? And so I listened to it. It's really awesome.
Pretty fun?
Yeah. Like people, okay, you can call in 24/7. And you leave your name, where you're calling from, and what song you want to hear. And then Daniel finds them and plays them. He said he gets an overload of 21 Pilots requests.
Okay.
King and Country.
On. I got this. Here at Star 88, we have this amazing new feature with DJ Bossman Dan. Fridays at 4, we're going to play the songs you want to hear. Here's how it works. You call 585-LIVE. 585-5483 anytime with your name, where you're listening, and what you want to hear. Then all you got to do is tune in Fridays at 4 to hear your requests on the air. Thanks, guys.
That was solid, Dad.
Yeah.
It sounded so happy. It's like the beginning of Full House.
I recorded that this morning.
That was great, dude. Thank you for doing that. I know Daniel appreciates it.
Let's do it one more time. Just kidding.
Fridays at 4. You can always call. It's 505-585-5483. Leave your name, where you're from, request the song, listen on Fridays between 4 and 5,
Teo,
and you'll hear it.
Now, you got to do it in the voice. Go.
Hey, guys. Teo here. Fridays at 4, we're going to play the songs that you want to hear. Here's how it works. You call 585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Anytime, 24/7, 365, with your name, where you're listening from, and what you want to hear. Quit requesting 21 Pilots and For King and Country. It's going to get played. Accept it. Then tune in Fridays at 4 p.m. to hear your requests on the air with our boy DJ Bossman Dan. Also, buy Steve-O a car. Thanks.
Good morning. Hello? Thank
good
you.
Morning.
Good morning. Are you all right?
Yeah. How are you doing?
You just sound so quiet.
A little tired, you know. All right, Bill. What's up?
I just had a comment on the girl from Kansas State.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard another listener refer to that she was just exercising her freedom of speech, and I think that gets misconstrued sometimes as people being able to get to say whatever they want. And freedom of speech doesn't cover you being able to say whatever you want to say. Like if I threaten to kill the president. Yeah, you know, I can't make terrorist threats and then say, oh, well, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. And so you can't just be openly racist and then try and cover yourself by saying, oh, well, I was just exercising my First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. I don't think it should work like that. You shouldn't get to say things that are hurtful or violent or disparaging and then run back to freedom of speech to try and cover yourself. Mm. Freedom of speech is there to promote harmony and not to promote disorder and chaos and discrimination. So,
all right, man. I
appreciate that, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's a good comment, man.
So true.
Very good.
So true.
See, and it's, I don't want to get back into it.
You just jump back in.
Nope.
Just jump
did
back
you
in.
Did you want to do an all request hour thing?
No.
Did you?
No.
Do it, Steve-O.
I don't have the script like you guys do.
Okay.
And I haven't been listening for 10 minutes.
Well, that's why it's important that you do it.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, make him do it.
I just, come on. All right. I don't even have like a cool, okay. Fridays at 4 o'clock, we're going to play the songs you want to hear. Here's how it works. Call 585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Anytime. Give us your name, where you're listening from, and the song you want to hear. Then tune in Fridays at 4 p.m. to hear your request right here on Star 88. Thanks, Daniel, for doing the all request thing so we don't have to hear from Christian a minute.
What?
Okay. Okay.
The one guy that still sends requests.
All right. We love you, Christian.
We do. You're my jam, Christian.
We love you.
This is literally a Christian station. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Wrong button. Hold on.
Choking on.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
A life or death situation that could have easily turned tragic last week turned out okay. And it's all thanks to one thing. Everyone hates the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. What?
The police in Columbia, South Carolina, got a call last week about a suicidal guy sitting on the ledge of a bridge over a freeway and crying. One of the officers started trying to bond with the guy to get him to come down off the ledge. He talked with them about how the guy should come down to see the University of South Carolina football game that weekend. And that seemed to go okay. But then he moved on to the NFL and hit gold. The guy said his favorite team is the Washington Redskins. And the cop quickly bonded by saying he'll be pulling for the Redskins the next time they play the Dallas Cowboys because, quote, I hate Dallas.
Hate them. Wow.
Can't stand them.
Wow.
Literally, right after that, the guy agreed to let the cop take his arm and pull him back off the ledge.
That's cool.
Well, unfortunately, the Redskins lost to the Cowboys on Sunday, but hey, we're assuming that didn't drive the guy back to the ledge.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Impossible.
My brother was at that game.
Really?
Yeah, in Washington.
Oh.
One of his best buds lives out in Baltimore, so they went and caught an Orioles game. They're like, let's go to the Redskins game.
That's fun.
Like, that's cool, man. I should have opened a pawn shop.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Whatever, New
York
City.
Where are you going next, you jerk?
All right, New York City Comic Con.
Hey. Yeah. You know what? We're staying on our friend's couch, so it's free. And then we happen to find ridiculously cheap airfare that we're paying for ourselves.
Yeah, with credit cards.
You could have gone. You could have gone.
I can't go.
I am tired of hearing you say
but you know what?
I couldn't. I can't afford it.
You put your family first. You did.
I did. I put my family first.
I may fight you to the death.
Really? Did you see what I paid for this morning?
No.
He was putting his family first again.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Man.
Club kudos. Basketball.
Kudos to you, Dad.
Good job, man.
Bills.
Yeah.
Water bill.
Mm-hmm.
HOAs.
Those are all still bills. You could have just said bills.
I know. What were we talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Gosh.
When we come back, we're going to finish up some headlines.
I want to say hello real quick to Forest City, South Dakota. They just chimed in.
Go ahead.
Hey, boys. Tuning in from Forest City, South Dakota. That's literally all the text says, so... Hey back, Forest City, South Dakota. That's all I got.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A hearing over the soaring price of EpiPens.
For nearly a year, each time the Federal Reserve met on raising interest rates, it said, maybe next time. The Fed once again keeping short-term interest rates unchanged, but noting there is a stronger case for raising rates, just not yet, saying the economy is improving, but inflation isn't high enough to justify a rate hike.
A new car seat recall by a company that has a similar recall already in effect.
Nearly 30,000 Evenflo Evolve 3-in-1 combination booster seats are getting recalled because children can loosen the harness without an adult knowing it. Government documents say if the harness is loose, it could increase the risk of injury in a crash. The company says there have been no reports of injuries, but it has received 27 complaints that kids have been able to loosen the harnesses. Registered owners will be notified and receive a remedy kit with a replacement harness adjustment button at no cost.
The United Nations is lifting its suspension on aid deliveries to Syria that was imposed after Monday's deadly airstrike on a relief convoy near Aleppo. Activists say the strikes were either carried out by Syrian forces or their Russian allies targeting rebels. Syria and Russia have denied those claims.
9:36. Good morning.
Hi.
Today.
Of 87.
Nice. Good save. Traffic! Okay,
today, I want to highlight another accident that's popped up. I-25 South at Osuna, right over there. It was causing some headaches earlier. Expect delays up to 5 minutes. Slow traffic around that accident. Looks like that's all I need to talk about right now. Mm. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
338-3700. That's our phone number. Say hello. Chime in on the conversation. Or you can text us at 585-LIVE. Earlier this morning, we talked to Carissa Thompson from Fox NFL Kickoff, Fox Sports 1. And she's also on Extra with Mario Lopez. And she was a delight. And we talked football. Guys, I think I got the pneumonia.
Sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm serious.
Did you get it from Bill?
I don't know, but my throat is starting to...
Bill just tried to call me. Bill, we're on the air. Come on, man.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
In the hood?
Yep.
Good.
Folks, you gotta admit, this is pretty bizarre. If you can answer that.
What was that?
Conspiracy.
A 59-year-old guy in Connecticut recently filed a $5 million lawsuit against his estranged wife because she beat him up after he mentioned that she left a jar of garlic open.
You never leave a jar of garlic open.
It'll get real stinky.
Stinky. It ruins the garlic.
Ruins it. It ruins it. 17-year-old girl in Australia was reported missing on Sunday, so the cops posted about it on Facebook. Then she commented on the post and said she was just in her bedroom. Not missing.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah.
She's just in her bedroom.
She's in her room.
Guys, I'm just in my bedroom.
Guys, I'm right. Hey. Mom! Hey! What are you doing? Good grief, Mom. Some idiot in Florida told a wildlife official he wanted to ride a manatee last Friday. So they told him it was illegal because it is, and then he did it anyway, and he got arrested. You don't ride a manatee.
Well.
Steve-O,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the manatee case of 2016?
Well, you know, I feel like... Here's the first question. Is the manatee a people group? Are there laws against riding manatees? Mm. No?
Yes.
Fair game.
No.
I'm going to ride that manatee.
Good thinking, dude.
No, all the way to the end
zone. But there are laws we just discussed, and they told him there were laws against it, and he did it anyway, and he got arrested.
Oh.
Good call, sir.
I feel like maybe if there are really laws, manatee shall not live on bread alone.
That was
there
scripture.
Is no such thing as
just
what
wanted
you just
to bring
said.
It back around.
Okay. Remember the jerk in California who punched a 78-year-old guy at Costco last year because he told him to stop eating all the Nutella samples? What a jerk. Well, he just got sentenced to 2 years in jail for it, but he's already been in jail for 1 year, so he's out on probation now.
Fail!
Do not eat Nutella around that guy.
Hmm.
He will be upset.
Reminds me, I got to set a reminder.
Yeah?
Where I'm meeting my family at Costco for lunch.
All right, hang on. I got to set a reminder.
Everywhere.
I got to set a reminder, too. I'm meeting Dex and his family.
Yeah, to intervene at
great
Costco.
Samples on Costco. Thursday.
No, stop it.
Dex.
This is the day.
Hey,
what?
We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. And also, don't ever say that again.
Oh, man.
Rolling Stone recently surveyed hundreds of actors, writers, producers, critics, showrunners to come up with a list of the 100 greatest TV shows of all time.
Hit me.
Don't we do this every year?
Yeah, every year. It's time.
All right. I'm going to start at number 99. We'll skip a few.
No. Let's just,
we'll do this list in its entirety.
Wait. It's not like comedies. This is just hands down like the greatest TV shows of all time?
Any show from any era was eligible, but the end result proved once again that we're in the middle of a pretty amazing time for TV. Because even with 70 years of programming, 26 of the 100 shows are still airing new episodes. All right. Let's get to it. I'm going to go to number 10.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to start at number 33 because I really like that number.
Okay.
It's a great number.
It's a good number.
I'll go to 10. You're right. 33 is too long. Number 10, The Daily Show, 1996 through present. Still airing new episodes.
What? That's not in the top 10?
Some of the most fascinating political commentary we have.
No.
Have you ever watched it?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Do you like that show?
Like, yeah, but... Well, I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's definitely different than it used to be. Like, back when Steve Carell and everybody was on it, it was definitely more bent to comedy than it is now.
Number 9.
Now they take themselves seriously.
Steve-O's favorite show, All in the Family, 1971 through 1979.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
That was a very racist show for its time.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
It was. I'm not joking.
All in the Family guy.
Mm-mm. Number 8, Saturday Night Live.
What?
1975 through the present.
Oh, have they seen the last couple seasons?
It's getting there. It's doing something.
Not feeling it.
It's there.
Okay.
Number 7, The Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Yes.
1959 through 1964.
Where's Friends on this list? Is it higher up than Arrested Development?
Okay, we'll keep going. Number 6, The Simpsons.
Of course.
1989. Yep. Through the present.
That I will full on agree with. It's a good job. That's all we get?
That's all you get, bro.
Wow.
I'm going to wait for you to get to number 5 because we got to hear it. We got to hear it. Number 5.
Really?
Yes. The show about nothing. Awesome bass line intros. This is Seinfeld.
Oh, I thought this was Standby for Hustle.
No. The show ran 1989 to 1998. Good call, though. All right, and then our boy Stephen Christian and his wife Julia are going to be helping us out with the Hacienda Ball this year, and that's they will right. be dancing to this song.
I have never seen
this
show.
I can't believe you haven't seen the show. It's one of my favorite TV shows
this
of all time.
This is the theme
are
from
you being
Mad
snarky?
Men.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
So good.
Here it comes.
I was going to say, how did they dance
RJ
to this?
RJD2 but... did this theme song.
Yeah. And his friend C3P Bro.
Mad Men ran from 2007 to 2015.
Don Draper.
Never seen it.
Man of the 50s and 60s.
No clue.
Man, that show is good, but it is also depressing.
What number are we up to already?
We are at number 3.
Dang it.
And number 3.
Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Oh, really?
How did you know
that? I was just kidding. Yeah.
Play the theme. Number 3, greatest show of all time, Breaking Bad.
Number of all time.
All time.
Yeah. That makes me so happy.
Did you already look, Steve-O?
No, I promise I didn't look, but I have a...
This next one, number 2.
Oh, man.
Dedicated to Buck Aaron, his favorite show.
The Wild.
Can I guess?
Well, dang it. I bet you it's the one to the right of it. I was going to say it.
I cannot get into this show to save my life.
Steve-O, good guess.
Really?
Another
show. Is
that
really number 1?
I've never seen. The number 1 TV show of all time.
Anytime we talk television, this one is like the most said. Mm-hmm. No, bro. Greatest show of all time, dog. The Sopranos.
The Sopranos.
I've never seen it.
Ran from 1999 to 2007.
I really have never seen it. I know. Thank you.
Steve-O,
you're giving me the look that literally everyone gives me when I say I've never seen The Sopranos.
I haven't either, Dex. Look at me.
We've never seen it.
You guys haven't seen Mad Men? You haven't seen The Sopranos?
I've seen Mad Men. I've seen every episode of Mad Men.
Yeah, he saw Mad Men. Never seen it. But is it really better than Breaking Bad? Let's be real, because to me, I would have put Breaking Bad first.
See, but that's the thing. If I didn't live here in Albuquerque, I don't know if it would be one of the
Bryan Cranston.
I get it. I love the show, but I feel like, for me, I loved it that much more because it was here.
Yeah.
Well, for me, none of these were my top fave. If you'll prod up the computer, I'm going to play the theme song. It's a pretty serious show.
It's Growing Pains.
No, it's not Growing Pains. Gosh, give me a little credit, okay?
Say by the Bell.
Gilmore Girls?
It's not Gilmore
Girls. Say by the Bell.
No.
Dawson's Creek.
No, it's not Dawson's Creek. So you could call it a family show. It had intense themes.
Oh.
He's my friend and a whole lot.
Oh, greatest TV show? I don't think so.
Shows me a world I never saw.
That's enough. That's enough.
Hey, how many AMC shows were on that list? I want to know, seriously, because
I've only got the top 10.
Turn is phenomenal.
Tone.
Huge fan. Better Call Saul is like doing an incredible job of creating new content out of this world we already all know and love.
You gotta
and
think,
I'm telling you, man.
Think about Breaking Bad. That really didn't start catching on until third season.
That's what I'm saying. True. That's why I think Better Call Saul...
It'll be better than Breaking
Everybody
Bad.
Everybody always slays me when I say it. I like it more. I'm
too.
Vested in it from the get-go. And yes, I'm sure it's because I love the characters. I love Mike. It's cool to see Saul, you know, pre-Saul. And...
Wait till they start spiking in Bryan Cranston.
You think they're going to?
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying. That we'll see them.
I'm trying to find friends on here for you.
At some point, they got to cross over.
People are chiming in now going, dude, these shows. Netflix original, The Get Down. Somebody just chimed in and said we got
to
watch
it. I tried to get into it. Couldn't get into it.
Couldn't get down with it? Oh, yeah.
I've been listening to, Game of Thrones, they say, will be number one.
The
once
Walking
it's done.
Dead, number 77.
Hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it tell us that it's the greatest TV show of all time?
The Ren and Stimpy Show, number 74.
Ren and Stimpy is higher than The Walking Dead.
I'm still cruising. Downton Abbey, Dex's favorite show,
Never
number 66.
It.
Who did this list again?
The Wonder Years,
Rolling
classic,
oh, okay.
63.
All right.
Let's keep on going. Keep on. Beavis and Butthead, number 60. Excuse me, parents. Still
24.
56.
My jam.
The Muppet Show, number 54.
Oh.
Ooh, there we go. ER, number 50.
That was a pretty good show.
The Office US, my favorite show of all time, came in at number 48. Let's keep going. Oh, Columbo, number 44. You remember Columbo?
Yeah, I used to watch that with my grandparents.
Man, this thing is just freezing up because of all these images. Orange is the New Black came in at number 37. Law and Order, number 36. My So-Called Life was number
Jared
35.
Leto.
Yep. Mm-hmm. South Park, number 33. Sesame Street, number 31.
He's really running down the top 100.
I'm getting out. I'm getting done. Number 27, Arrested Development.
That's your show, Steve. You need to
Where's
watch.
Friends?
Still looking.
Still looking.
Number 26, Friends. Number 26.
That Good is, show. You know what? And I have the theme song right
I don't think this is the actual.
Here.
He cheated on you.
No, that's the Brad Pitt. Nope, that's.
He cheated
totally
on
different.
You.
That is what, yeah, that's what Aniston is singing
gotta
right
quit,
now.
Gotta quit playing.
Her
that.
Dear friend Angie.
It's mean.
Yeah.
It's mean, Dex.
No.
That's very mean.
All the teens are getting skipped here. Why is that? Could have just clicked it here.
It made it a little easier.
Let's see. We got Star Trek on the live line. DBZ. Oh, gosh.
Ball Z.
Lord save us.
Hey, they're like 14. Come on.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone in this
Daria.
World.
Oh, man. Whoever just sent that in, I love you.
I remember Daria.
Daria. Come on.
Daria.
Get out of here.
And back to the news.
Disney is not expecting Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, to do as well as The Force Awakens. Probably smart. I don't think it will either. I think it'll do well, but I don't think it's going to be Episode 7. Breaking those records and whatnot. What do you think, Dex?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Steve-O?
Why wouldn't it do
I
as well?
I don't think it'll. I think it'll do as well. I don't think it's well
because if you're a Star
break,
Wars,
it won't
fan,
break the records like The Force. I mean, that was like a situational thing. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Now
I would think anybody that saw Star Wars would go watch Rogue One. Right?
I think so. Not everybody. I mean, let's see. Star Wars Episode 7 was like a cultural phenomenon. You know what I'm saying? You had people that said, I went to see Star Wars when I was a kid, and now I want to take my kids. I want to take my grandkids. Now we're back into Star Wars world, and this isn't going to be the same thing.
Hmm.
Guys, I just want to give another shout-out to the live line for the whoever sent in Daria, because I just discovered who I'm going as for Halloween. I'm going as Trent.
Oh yeah, you could do that easy.
I'm totally going to. This used to be actually my photo on a contact.
Daria was the one on MTV, right?
Yeah, dude, Daria. Oh man, going as Trent. Nothing I can do. He was like the older brother of her friend. What was it, Jenny? Her friend. I don't remember.
Hi, Jenny.
Yeah, dude.
Season 2 of Fuller House hits Netflix on December 9th. Woo!
Wait, December 9th?
Yeah. I'm stoked. Bring it on.
I thought the first season was pretty good.
Oh, I did too. I enjoyed it. It was no Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Oh my gosh.
Denver the Last Dinosaur. He my friend and a whole lot more. Woo. We got a clip.
Hold on.
What's happening?
I don't know where it's at.
So we don't have a clip?
Yeah, move on.
That's my last piece of news.
But you skipped a bunch.
No, I did not.
I think you did.
I read that,
You skipped a bunch. Wait, you didn't do your facts.
I didn't do my facts.
You didn't do these up here.
Simon Cowell's first job was for a studio in London where The Shining was filmed.
Hmm.
He polished Jack Nicholson's axe for the Here's Johnny scene, just prepping for those all the axes he would throw down on American Idol and America's Got Talent years and years later. The last six words in the men's marathon, world records, not words, in the men's marathon have all been set at the Berlin Marathon, and all by runners from Kenya and Ethiopia.
Wow.
The Michelin Man has a name. Did you guys know this? I didn't.
Tubbins McGrubbins.
It's Bibendum.
Bibendum?
Mm-hmm. Or Bibendum.
Bibendum.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, can I just say shout out to the Starmie? Jay just chimed in and said, hey, this list is better. It's from the Writers Guild of America, the 101 best written TV series of all time.
There you go.
According to the Writers Guild.
Mm-hmm. What's number one?
The Sopranos.
Interesting.
Number two, Seinfeld.
Hey-o.
Number three, Twilight Zone. Mad Men 7, so that's kind of similar. Wire 9. Simpsons 11. Breaking Bad down at 13. Arrested Development 16.
Wow.
Friends is 24.
Good morning.
Close to where it was.
Hmm?
Good morning.
Hey, it's Mike from Big Daddy Weave. I was trying to
meet
some friends out in the other regions of the United States of America.
There you are.
Mike, hey, man, this is Steve-O, Dex, and Teo. Welcome to the Morning Invasion, man.
See, I was going to say, I was going to go for Teo since it was Steve-O. You know what I mean?
So there we go. You can say Teo.
Teo, you can be Teo today. And Teo seems like more sophisticated, though, you know? So that's good.
The actual pronunciation is Torrens.
Okay.
But it's spelled differently. So I tried to dumb it down for everybody. T.O.'s fine.
Yeah. So, Mike, we were supposed to talk last week, and sorry things got, you know, mixed up with the whole time zone thing. But
listen, man, I live in a place of mixed up all the time. So don't you worry about a thing.
Dude.
My mom texted me after, you know, the interview didn't happen, and she goes, they're my favorite band of all time.
Why didn't you talk to them?
Yeah, she was very disappointed we didn't get you on the show, but we're excited we get to talk to you now.
Oh, man, thank you for making it happen, dude. I sure appreciate you guys.
So my first big question immediately is, how do you respond when fans run up to you and say they're your biggest fan and then want to know the inspiration behind such great hits as I Can Only Imagine or, you know, Consuming Fire or...
That so happens, dude.
I believe it.
It was, and I mean, the people came up, and especially because some years ago, Bart was a lot bigger of a guy. And I don't know why he just never grew hair. He had his hair shaved, his head shaved. So we basically just looked like the same dude, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, for years, and like one time he even got up on stage and was like, look, I am not Big Daddy Weave, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and so, which I was glad to hear it was happening to him too, because I thought it was a one-way street. But I've had people come up to me, especially a little longer ago when we looked a lot more similar, and them like be literally like crying and be like, you know, that song, and I'm like thinking it's one of ours or something, you know, I keep it surrounded by your glory, and I'm just like, oh, you know, and you're like, but so one time, okay, when it happened one time, I was like, you know, it's not me, I'm from Big Daddy Weave, and they're like, oh, well, we like your music too, you know, and it was really awkward. So from then on out, I felt so bad about kind of crushing them in that moment accidentally that I just like let it happen. Like, well,
yes,
thank you very much. Do you want to take a picture? You know? And I guess I've just appeared as Bart Millard before.
This is amazing.
You know, it's funny though, but it even happens on the road with us now in our own little culture on the road, because our sound guy, Matt, looks exactly like he could be my stunt double, dude. You know?
Wow.
And so for all of that dangerous stuff that singers have to do, you know,
yes,
stunt double for those stunts that we do. Yeah. Not, that's like only if you're in for King and Country do you need a stunt double or whatever,
amen,
jumping off of things and all that. So anyway, when they come up to him and they're like, dude, will you? And so he finally just started doing the same thing. He finally just started smiling and just taking a picture, you know, because it's like, so, and then people come up to me and then they're like, dude, because they've met him at the first of the day, right? I come walking in, they're like, hey, man, do you know where these boxes go over here? I'm like, I have no idea. And they look at me like I'm joking, dude.
Right.
And I'm like going to say, so every big dude with glasses and, like, some sort of facial hair evidently looks exactly the same. So there you go.
Well, congratulations, Big Daddy Weave. You guys are a part of the Holy Trinity known as Big Daddy Weave, Casting Crowns, and Mercy Me. So,
whoa.
I mean, that's let's be real, man. That's the K-Love Holy Trinity. So you guys did it. So we're so big.
Welcome, Mike.
Well, let's just be real. Let's be real. So that's awesome, man.
We've said that for years, dude. You know, cool has never really been in our repertoire. You know, but we got boatloads of real. You know what I mean?
Right. Down with that. Amazing. Y'all are on tour, obviously, playing some shows coming up Wednesday, October 5th in Las Cruces. You're actually playing my hometown that next night in Lubbock, Texas. So really excited about that. It's crazy, man. I'm like sad. We're almost out of show.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah. Dude, I hate that, man. Well, I thank you guys for having me on, man. And what I want to know is, are you guys going to make it out to Las Cruces? Is it close enough, dude?
Believe it or not,
couple hours.
Teo and I are actually going to be in Brooklyn, New York, because we are covering New York Comic Con at that time. So we will unfortunately be a few states away.
We'll be away.
So yeah,
dude, will you get me something good?
Yes, go ahead.
We love Comic Con, dude. I mean, I don't know about Comic Con, but I love nerd things, you know, and I've never been to a Comic-Con, but it's like, I love like all of that comic booky kind of stuff.
Oh, dude, Teo and I still buy comics every week. Like, we still have boxes at our favorite local comic shop.
Here's what you can do, Mike. You can go to YouTube. Do you like YouTube?
Okay.
Go ahead.
YouTube? What is the YouTube? Yeah.
Go there and then search Standby for Awesome.
Yeah, we do a Comics Corner segment every week where we just nerd down and talk comics. We got interviews coming up in New York with some incredible stars. So I'm like,
you
really
can
excited.
Check out these guys at Comic-Con.
We just plugged our show on your show. So that was amazing. That was baller right there.
There you go.
That was baller.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you. And I just got to tell you before we go, I can only imagine is a song I want played at my funeral. I thank you for all of I'm just kidding. Okay. Dude, Big Daddy Wee, man.
Thank you for calling,
Thanks
Mike.
Thanks for calling, brother. Man. You are amazing.
We'll see you, man.
See you, brother. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
And we're out of show.
It's true.
Dex, what happened?
You know it's true. Everybody mistakes those fans.
Wasn't my fault, guys.
It wasn't me. Okay. Thanks, Shaggy.
How many times do you guys think he tried to call and we did not answer?
I know.
Gosh, Dex.
All right, we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Guys. I would like you to look into my eyes.
Yeah. Well, it's a podcast, so that's pretty difficult.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now.
Now, just look down below my eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
You see how I used to have some bags underneath my eye?
I can see into the past.
The bandage is gone.
They're gone.
Yes.
Wow.
I have lost the bags underneath my eyes, and I would like to give credit to Bear Canyon CrossFit, because ever since I started going to the Bear, no bags.
Nice.
No bags. And I think it's because I'm hydrating now.
Yep.
I'm working out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleeping better because I'm tired.
Truth.
And I feel great. So if you're in that situation where maybe you're overweight, maybe you feel sluggish, maybe you got these horrible bags underneath your eyes, Bear Canyon CrossFit. I'm telling you. Changed my life, guys.